Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
In your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it.
Feel it. Feel it in your
feel it
in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feel it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your
pussy.
Feel it in your
pussy.
Feel it in your
pussy.
Feel it in your
pussy.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to
Driver,
the sounds
roll up the partition.
Of
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Life. Put out the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patient pictures. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
And
it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
thank you.
And it goes, and it goes. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
I'm the touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta fish, don't touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you, hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta fish, don't touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the daddy, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters versus Sisters, 2 trophies and 1 winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the privileged one, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th. And $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6, presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball, Saturday, July 19th, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen in Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen in Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, $750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6, Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded, Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blonick. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blonick at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longzant and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 Best Dress, $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen Face, and $1,000 Femme Queen Performance, $500 Performance, $500 Legendary Performance, $500 Legendary Runway, $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 Twister, $500 Legendary Realness, $500 Butch Queen and Drag Face. your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the legendary Von Allure.
Elite.
Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Mitt Ryan. And legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th annual Virginia Awards Ball. Richmond, we will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment?
Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis has a house for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Fem Queen Face for $500, legendary iconic performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to all Runway for $250. Open to all Face for $250. Realness as a house for $250. And performance as a house for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
This Friday, May 2nd, Donye the Privileged Run brings you Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. Your grand prize, $1,000 to the house with the most points. Your mini grand, $250 for Open to All Runway. A special sponsored category by the icon herself, Shay Shay Chanel, the winner of Butch Queen Face, and the overall winner of Female Figure Face will receive a complimentary microdermabrasion from the CEO of Diamond Faces, as well as another special sponsored category that evening. The winner of Male Figure Realness and the overall winner of Female Figure Realness will battle for a seat at the live comedy show of Mike Epps' After Dark Tour at the Fox Theater Saturday, May 10th. Sponsored by the icon himself, Dorian Stewart Ebony. Again, that's Atlanta's first Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. This Friday, May 2nd. The location, Scene City, 150 Pine Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 10:30. LSS begins at 12:30. Admission, $15 before 12:30 and $20 after. Your MC, Norman Mizrahi, and your DJ, Twinkle Toes 007. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 2nd, this Friday, or contact Danye, the Privileged One, on Facebook. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/TenzerChops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send a call out, 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 send a call
out. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I'm fixing my mic. Okay. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I'm officially white. So, from now on, I want everyone to address me as a white girl. And I have given up on my original status, and I am officially white. So, yeah, that's how it goes. So to all my white callers that like to call in and play music and anthems and theme songs and stuff like that, you are more than welcome to continue to call and be a part of the show because you are my dudes, and you guys are my pals, and you're always welcome on my platform. And for those of you who don't know me, I am a white girl, and my name is Jasmineisha. So you can address me as Jasmineisha from now on, the white girl. All right? So yeah, that's how we're going to do things from now on. So welcome to the State of Emergency Show. Tonight we're going to be talking about sex and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's how we're going to do it. Okay. Anyway, how's everybody doing? It's Wednesday night, and we will be having on the air the promoters for the Dynasty Ball this weekend in St. Louis. So for those girls that are be going to St. Louis this weekend, make sure you guys call in. The promoters will be on the air shortly to talk about their event this weekend. Been around for a while, and it's finally here. It's been promoted for a while, and it's finally here, the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis. So, you know, Father Banks Ebony will be on the air tonight with his crew, and they will be answering any questions, going over the categories, and things of that sort. And don't forget, this Friday in Atlanta, Georgia, the promoter from... Yes, Jasmine Nisha. The promoter for the... Y'all be stopping. Y'all need to stop. Tanya, the privileged one, is giving Atlanta's first Friday Mini Ball Deluxe this Friday in Atlanta, Georgia. So go win some of that cash. House with the most trophies, $1,000. And, you know, get your asses on those planes and buses and head out to St. Louis on Saturday. It's an all-star weekend, an all-star studded weekend in St. Louis. And legendary mother, my sister, the future icon, legendary mother Kelly Mizrahi, and Banks Ebony, if I'm not mistaken, will be giving an aftermath on Sunday. So they will be, I don't know. No, I think it's, I don't know who it is, child. Y'all got to excuse me. They'll be on the air to talk about it, but there's an aftermath the next day. So a showdown ball. Anyway. Let me shut up. Let me get everybody on the line. But I call everybody and tell them to get on this fucking phone and tell them Jasmine Nisha said hey. Jason, you're on the air.
Like, really? You joined the other side now?
Yes, I did.
Welcome home.
Welcome home? Ew. Miss Icon Penny, last night you asked Laura, why would she have her dog in her bed? Is she white? Are you trying to say that only white people allow their dogs in their bed? Like, I mean, I allow my dog in my bed. Well, yeah, I'm white. But I officially became white tonight. So, yeah, I guess. Anyway, how are you, Jason?
I'm well. So glad it finally stopped raining. I gagged. I went outside and saw a street fall in.
Ew, no, for real?
Yes, it's been raining so bad here that streets are starting to fall in. Child, I really think it's the end of the world.
You know, probably why is, well, I don't want to give you the scientific, you know, the scientific terminology and breakdown of really why the street caved in, because I really will sound white, but just kind of think about all the ice and how frozen everything was for so long, and then all of a sudden it starts warming up, and then all that rain comes. All that stuff doesn't mix, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, we'll get to that later. Joelle, how are you? You're on the line.
Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
It's Jasmineisha.
Oh, Jasmineisha, what's going on? Miss Lady J, I have a bone to pick with you. Jason.
Chad, if you ask me about some fucking, go ahead.
How is it that I put my pillow down next to Jasmine and you want to sit here and take my seat, girl? What are you giving?
First of all, I was here before you. I'll be here after you.
You want to be Kelly. Leave that for Kelly, girl. Your cathedral. Anyway,
Kelly is Kelly.
All those legendary girls
Jason.
Know that statement.
Is that why you want to? What I'm not going to do is talk over you because I don't have to. I have Tuesday nights for that. So I'll let you sit next to Jasmine for as long as I want you to sit there. But just don't get too comfortable.
I will kick that chair over.
Thanks.
Icon Penny, I'm not talking about you. I was really talking about my dudes that were calling in last night, but, you know, you brought it up as well. I mean, you know, it was kind of one of those white days. So it's not about you. Girl, you know how we do, girl. This ain't the first time we've done this, Icon Penny. Oh, okay, I'm glad. And why I got to be called a bitch?
Oh, no.
Let me get to these promoters and stuff. I'm not a bitch. You can call me white trash, but don't call me a bitch. 60, Justin, you're on the air. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine Isha, how you doing?
Hey, girl, what are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am a need you to stop sounding like cunt. Y'all voices.
Well, that's a, you know, it's one of those weeks.
Really... Ah, catch her.
Catch me, Sting.
Girl, we need a little prayer, honey. Let me get my co-host, honey. We need a little prayer going on. There's a lot of spirits going on, honey.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm a little low right now. My phone is on 8%. I'm out of town. I have no charger with me.
How do people go out of town?
Oh, wow. So it'll be one of those short nights. If you stop,
As I rush to a charger. I just took it off speaker right now. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, me.
Hey.
Hold on a second, Michi.
Okay.
J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, brother. How are you? I'm doing good.
Hey, Michi. Hey, Jason. Hey,
it's
Jasmine.
Not Jason tonight. It's Jason.
Okay,
and my name is Jasmineisha. If y'all don't get it fucking right, I'm going to hang up on y'all and make sure y'all chopped at the next ball.
Oh.
Even though I'm right, I still have a lot of power.
How is Jasmineisha a white name?
A white name.
Because that's my fucking name. Get it right.
Don't question her about her name. Oh, really?
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
Haters.
It was going to be Jasniqua, but I like to meet you a little bit better.
Jasniqua.
It was going to be Jasniqua. Jasniqua.
What's wrong with egg whites, Penny?
Miss Penny is trying it, but I live the way she's trying it. She's so cute about it. She's really, you got to get into her shade, but she's on point, though. Yes, girl, yes, she's on point. I live. All right, before we get into all this madness and stuff, let's, on a serious note, let's bring on the promoters, because I know, you know, they got a lot of stuff to get prepared for this weekend. So for anybody that has any questions in reference to the Dynasty Ball this weekend, the promoters will be on the air in a second. Please tune in. You can find all the information on the event page dated for this weekend, May 2nd. It also will be circulating in the group throughout the week. It has been circulating in the group throughout the week. I mean, well, for the past couple of weeks, but you'll find all the information this week in the group as well. So make sure you guys, you know, stay tuned for all that information. They will be on the air to go over everything in detail, so there is no discrepancies in reference to the categories, location, how they want it brought, and all the rest of that stuff. So make sure you guys have a pen and a piece of paper, a pencil, or have your phone out and get ready to type it all up so you can have all the information. You can hear it first live on the air. Did you guys have any questions really quickly before we get into the promoters? I guess not. Tonight's topic, we will be talking about sex after we get the promotion out the way. So, guys, be ready. We will be talking about sex, oral sex, penetration, anal sex, masturbation, celibacy,
all that stuff.
We are talking about sex tonight. So get ready. Get your lube. Put your pornos in. And take those dicks out and you open up your assholes and all the rest of that stuff.
Really,
because we will be talking about sex. Yes, we will be talking about sex. And it's Jasmineisha. Get it right, Jason. All right. All the way from the Midwest. Thanks, Ebony. Father, you're on the air. Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Banks, you're on the air.
My fault. Good evening.
Hey, Banks. How are you?
How are you? I'm well.
Hey, Banks.
What's good, bro?
How are you?
I'm well.
Oh, my God. That was so sexy and seductive.
That's my brother. What are you talking about, Jazz Nisha?
Miss
I've really been
Olivia,
getting this tea off of Jazz Nisha tonight.
Yeah.
Miss Olivia, you are wrong. You're on the air.
What's going on, y'all?
What up?
Ooh, you came in your nigga voice.
Oh, Olivia got the same voice.
Oh.
Oh, damn. I forgot.
So what is it officially? Is it Olivia Pope, Olivia Nope? What is it? Because I've heard rumor.
It's Olivia Pope.
Okay, really quickly, I know that y'all are Ebonies and y'all represent realness, but all that rap stuff, we need to turn that down because, you know, this is a white show and I am a white hoe. So can we turn all that, you know, that booty shaking music off, please?
I'm sorry, I'm in Oakland, so, you know, it's getting real ratchet around here, so I'm going to mute my phone.
Why are you not in Beverly Hills or stuff like that?
Ooh. You know, it was just a very turn-up day. You know, it was in San Francisco, experienced the nice sun, the heat, the warmth. It was just a day to be out, so we've been out.
Is that where your church is, in Oakland?
No, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your church at?
All right, the floor. Okay, y'all. Let's give Manx the floor. Go ahead, Manx. Tell us about your event this weekend.
Yes, go ahead and take them to the dynasty, brother. Go ahead.
Well, this weekend is the entire Midwest chapter of the House of Ebony's first ball, our first venture all together. It's called Dynasty Ball. It'll be held in St. Louis this weekend. The major ball is on May 3rd. We also have a whole weekend plan. There will be a party held by my brother, Father Cash Ebony, about Kentuckiana, and Godfather Jeezy Ebony of Okotuckiana. We'll be hosting a party in East St. Louis at, where do I have it in front of me? I'm driving. On Friday evening, when the city admission is $10, the doors open at 10, and they'll be going until 4 o'clock in the morning. On Saturday, we will be having the Dynasty Ball. Doors open at 11:30. There was a typo, I want to say, somewhere. I seen the guest list as well as the if you're put on the guest list or you're judging, you need to be there by 12:30. TJ, take the extra stuff from me, please.
Okay. We said the doors open at 11:30. If you are judging the ball and everything, guesses will close at 12:30. Every house that wants to compete for the grand prize must be signed up by 12:30. So every house has been told their leader needs to be there to sign up the house. If they're not there at 12:30, you don't compete for the grand prize. That takes place at the stadium on the 3rd. Commentators for that night will be Selvin, Greg.
If you don't get my phone, don't bother me.
Oh, no.
I know where the fuck I want to go. You tag my name in it.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I know where the fuck I want to go. Where I go, I don't give a fuck. Don't, you better get the fuck off my motherfucking phone.
Oh.
Who was that? That's
hey.
Not be Michi. Look, that may not be Michi.
Oh, my. Was that Michi or J-Rock?
Bitch, please, that was not me. I was a motherfucker, woman.
I was going to say, what is you getting to out in Oakland tonight?
What the fuck?
just fix it.
My mama don't even talk to me like that, so ain't no nigga gonna talk to me like that.
And Penny, hold on a second. Before, just to cut you off, Penny, you asked me why, you know, we keep doing these shows, you know, 4 weeks in a row, da-da-da, because as you see, it just don't get nowhere. So sometimes you just got to keep going with it over and over and over again. But anyway, again, I'm sorry, yeah.
All right, that the doors, if there is any altercation with your house, you will be escorted out. And I mean physical or verbal. So keep it together. Yeah, this is Banks. I'm putting your ass out. And your house will not
physical
be able to
physical or
money.
Verbal. Do y'all get
you
that?
No, I'm saying
physical or verbal.
I have prided myself in maintaining this, trying to settle down the violence within the ballroom community. Starting with myself in my house. And so I'm definitely not going to let anyone interrupt my function with foolishness. Everybody who knows who I am knows that I'm not playing. It's also $2,000 grand prize House of the Most Trophies, $500 Bush Queen Sex Iron. That's open to all Cat Boys, juniors and seniors. Open to all Face for $250, open to all Runway for $250. Also, Performance as a House for $250, and Realness as a House for $250. The order of categories has been posted as on the event flyer. It'll also go up into other various rooms fairly soon. I have the venue until 8 o'clock in the morning, so it shouldn't be any issue with this ball finishing. And I would also like to make sure to mention our sponsors, WPT in East St. Louis, Illinois, as well as The Spot in St. Louis, Illinois, who have collaborated with us on some of our efforts. The Host Hotel is the Pear Tree Inn Union Station. The cost per night is $93, and it will last the entire weekend from Friday until Monday. We opened another block, so there should be a few more rooms available. There are a few houses out there that have not paid for tables. I will not be selling tables at the door. I have my money in my pocket now. So we will be closing that off and making sure that the houses that have paid will be very well accommodated, but I won't be taking any money at the door.
They have until noon tomorrow to pay for their table.
Yeah, because I'm out on that. The second night is hosted by actually Father Jariah Ebony of St. Louis and legendary mother Kelly Mizrahi out in collaboration with WPT. At 1201 State Street in East St. Louis. That's, I can't remember exactly what the address is for Cash's party. All I know is that it's directly down the street. I want to say it's still on State Street. If not, I'll make sure that he posts something up fairly quickly to make sure that that address is out and available. The admission is $15 all night, unless you can get to the venue before the ball starts at 3 a.m., and where WPT will be having some health screenings as well as some surveys to be completed. If you choose to participate, that will automatically reduce your entry fee into $10. So hope some people can get or take advantage of that. Also, for the Dynasty Ball, The Spot is holding open screenings as well at their facility in St. Louis, Missouri. The first 26 people will be given a ticket and will gain entry free into the Dynasty Ball. Don't try and copy the things that are already done on some really, really nice paper, really, really flashy. I'm going to keep one for myself. The grand prizes at the mini ball, I don't have in the top of my head. The majority of the
I'll
I know
that. I'll do that really quickly. The grand prizes at the mini ball are Open to All Face for 100, Open to All Sex Siren for 100, Male Figure Realness, Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug versus Trans Man Butch for 100, Butch Queen Performance Twisters versus Sisters for 150, European Runway for 100, Female Figure Realness for 100, and Female Figure Performance for $100.
Thank you. What is it, Jasmina tonight? No, not Jasmina.
Jasmineisha.
Jasmineisha. Thanks, Sam. I really appreciate it. That event will also be held in East St. Louis. That event will start again at 3 a.m. And will go until the ball has been completed. I know that some of the categories have been a little difficult to decipher, but that was the purpose. I really am, if you know me, you know I don't like an easy ball, and I like to prepare my own house, which is currently the 3-time reigning Midwest House of the Year. And I really, really, really enjoy all the pageantry within ballroom. So a few of the categories had need to be explained a little bit better. What we're looking for when we're talking about Realness with a Twist is, in a nutshell, a Pirates of the Caribbean effect. You need to have a wig or you need to have hair and you need to have a bandana. The schoolboy category, a lot of people have been a little bit confused with that. I am looking for a 1920s. Think Harlem Nights. What's his name?
Young Quick. Young Quick.
Yeah, the Young Quick. Just make sure that you do have a satchel, and yes, your shoes do count. I don't want to see Jordans on somebody looking like they're from the 1920s.
In other words, go to the Salvation Army and get you a pair of loafers.
Mm-hmm. Female figure performance. No, you will not have to perform with your actual headdress on, I mean, battle with it on, but yes, it is a part of your tens because it was called for in the category, and it says elaborate, so you want to make sure that you just don't come out with one feather. I would hate for anybody to get embarrassed. We also have provided a website with actually some images of some of the things that we are looking for at www.thedynastyball.wix.com. On that site, you can get a better view as well as a little sound behind it. Special thanks to Scooter Ebony for producing that for us. But it gives you everything that you would need. The only thing is that instead of it being 2:30, it's 12:30. It was a typo. I apologize about that. Didn't see it until today. Let me think. Other categories that people have really been asking about.
Best dress is not male figure versus female figure. Is open to all best dress. Only one trophy for it.
Yes.
If you're coming out there with that Versace-inspired look, please be able to prove that it's a Versace-inspired look.
Correct. Junior Sex Siren. No, you don't have to be asshole if you don't want to be. But if you do your research, you probably would notice that they were ass naked. But if you want to cover your piece, that's perfectly fine. But I said your piece, and that's it. It's okay. I hope my motherfucking baby is not listening to this radio show. Anyway, let me think what else they've been asking me about. Pocahontas, yes, you do need to keep on your heels the entire night. I don't allow my daughter to take their shoes off, so you won't be taking yours off either. What other questions have I had?
The admission price to the ball is $30 all night long.
There you go. And if you are a judge and you're not there by 12:30, you will be paying because I'm going to remove the judges list from that door. Anything else, T-Day? I'm kind of forgetting or anything like that.
Those were the main things that we had to go over.
Right then and there. I would
Yeah, I would just like to kind of thank everyone for the support that we've been getting. I've had such words of encouragement and a lot of help from various people on trying to undertake something of this magnitude. So I want to thank everybody that has been helping me and supporting me and TJ. I'd like to thank the Midwest chapter of the House of Ebony for being as productive and giving me a name for the ball just off of what we do. I just want to thank you guys for all your talent. I want to thank you guys for all the things that you have sacrificed. I want to thank you guys for all of the things that we have in the future. And I just pray to God that we all can stay together as a happy family. It's been a long 7 years of not losing too many people, and I just want to continue that streak. And so I really, really thank you guys. A special thanks to Kenny Elon, who has been a big support for a long while and dealing with my nerves. And a very, very, very special thanks to Uncle Mike Ebony, who has been there since day one and helped get this off the ground. Somebody who has been there as a backbone figure, and I just really, really want to thank him. To all my brothers and sisters within the House of Ebony, thank you guys. And for all the patrons who will be there, thanks for coming. We will be in St. Louis to have fun. And so that's the spirit that we're going in. So if you have any issues or you've been having any issues, leave your shit where you live, because there's not too many people in St. Louis and they don't really have those types of issues. So leave that shit at home. Anything else, TJ?
Nope, that's it. Again, we just want to say it one more time. That is zero tolerance on arguing or fighting. A real leader can control their house. If you can't control it, you will be disqualified from running for the cash and put out.
Yeah, and I don't care because it's my money. And so I don't give a fuck what you got to say. And I don't care. Just don't bring your bullshit to my ball.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, we will have a full bar. and the legendary Ebony Punch will be in the building. So we will be partaking in spirits that evening. There is smoking in the building, but we do not want any illicit drug use within the building. So please keep your habits in the parking lot. But there is smoking inside the stadium, so you can't smoke Newports, Marbles, Salems, Virginia Slims. Just don't blow your blunt in my ball.
Just smoke an e-cigarette or a hookah. It's more healthier. It's more healthier, honey. All right, let's see who we got on the line so we can see if there's anybody that has any questions. I do see a couple of people that have pressed 1. 815-517, you're on the air.
Somebody
Just call back. They be getting so shy. God. 518-779.
Like, oh, my God. Jasmine, Isha, Contarisha. How's it going, honey?
It's going good, but hold on. Stay right there because I know you're not talking about the... Let me ask you. Are you calling about the event this weekend?
Well, actually, I do want to say hello to my brother Banks and my brother J-Rock and my brother Michi.
Don't forget Olivia, your brother.
That's not my brother. Olivia's coming to eat this split.
A lot, a lot, a lot.
And I also have one favor to ask for you, Jasmine and Nisha.
Girl, okay, it's not about that right now. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay. Dude, if it's one of you dudes, you can speak. Don't be afraid. I know there's a lot of black people on here, but don't be intimidated.
Yes, anyway, thank you.
Okay. Sister, my legendary sister, you're on the air.
I just want to tell Banksy DJ that I hope whoever made that punch in North Carolina for the Ebony is not making that punch to St. Louis.
Yes, DJ's making the punch.
Okay, because that Ebony punch in North Carolina was a pot.
Well, wait. You know how we did it for your little party, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she ready for the punch.
Oh, okay then. Well, then she should be cute.
She's all top of the flickers.
I just want to say hi to everybody. I hope everybody comes out to like St. Louis and have a good time, honey. Need the shade and the drop at the top at all. Yes, go on.
Are you walking?
So, Kelly, who do you think is going to walk away with the grand prize?
I don't know. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I think the Cons is coming to get that coin.
I don't know. I heard the Herreras are coming through with a rebirth.
Yeah. Okay. Now since we're talking borough and house business, like I was saying, the Cons are definitely coming to St. Louis to wreck shop, honey. The Cons have been playing with these grand prizes lately here, you know, as house categories and house the most trophies. I hear the Cons are definitely coming from the East Coast and the Midwest to definitely shake up the building. So, might be the Cons. I hear the Revlons are coming too, you know. So, you know, it definitely should be interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm. I heard the Misses will be there too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be in the building, honey.
Yeah, well, we're taking a break for the night, so, you know, we sitting down so somebody else can win.
I know that's right. I know he's going to be paying for his commercial real soon, you know, he paid for his commercials. But I definitely
want
to see that.
Oh. Huh? Yeah, the Dice Tibio showcased that night, so they won't be competing. So you won't be competing against any Ebonies. It's a house ball. Come get this cash. Kelly is a trip. Wait till I see you, Kelly.
Yes, she definitely is. Well, yeah, we lost Kelly because, you know, she's in the Stone Age or whatever she wants to call it, so she's not on the air. So if anybody else has any questions for Banks or in reference to the balls this weekend, the whole weekend itself, please press 1 right now. Otherwise, we're going to move on. And we will get into, you know, they may stick around to answer any questions if you happen to call in. But, again, you can find all the information on the event page, and it will be in all the official groups. So if you have any questions, you can reach them directly. But they will be on the air for a little bit to answer any questions if you guys have any to press 1. So, Kelly, you're back.
Yeah, my
thank you very much, Jasmine.
My phone lost service on the highway, honey. You know, but what I was saying was, you know, since y'all gotta have a seat this night, I can't wait to see y'all. December 6th in North Carolina.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't have a problem going anywhere. Where you think? Shut up, Banks.
You know.
The dynasty be on the floor. We'll definitely talk about that.
And shout out to my sister Toya.
Y'all better get ready because the House of Trailer Trash will be there too. So we are definitely coming. The House of fucking Trailer Trash, and I am overall
that.
Mother Jasmine Nisha Trailer Trash, bitch. All right.
I know that's
Kelly,
right.
did you bring a Laura with you to St. Louis?
Yes, Laura and London will definitely be at St. Louis this weekend. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Laura and
London. Yes, I'm traveling with my entourage this weekend, honey. We're coming in town, honey, okay?
Tell Laura I'm bringing my bestie with me.
Oh.
We will definitely be up in the place, honey. The double L's is taking over, honey. So, girl.
All right, y'all.
Girls, watch out, honey. Watch out, girls, honey. You know, y'all girls out there looking fierce, mistaken, sweaty. You know how Miss London and Miss Laura like to do. Snap pictures of the girls and post them out.
So be careful. The double L's will be in the building this weekend. Be careful. All right, y'all. Well, Banks, thank you. TJ, thank you. I will put you back, guys, on hold so we can move on. And you know, as long as you guys are on the air, just stick around if they have any questions. Otherwise, thank you. Again, all the information will be circulated within the room. Don't forget both events this weekend and the party. It's going to be a fab event, a fab weekend in St. Louis, so be prepared. Thank you, Banks. Good luck. God bless. I hope you guys have a very great weekend. And
I will look
forward to hearing the recap on Monday.
Truly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome to come back on Monday with Kelly and everybody and recap the ball.
No problem.
I'll definitely be back.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Banks. Thank you, Miss Olivia Nope.
It's Olivia Pope. Jasmine, it's going to be a scandal.
Baby, scandal's on season break, darling. And you take
Jasmine
a break,
be on
sweetie.
Season break. I know. Olivia's taking a break on Monday.
Child, did you have your baby yet?
She's taking a break till Monday. Then she'll be back to purge hoes and take another break.
I guess, child. We don't do reruns around here. Goodbye. Jesus. All right. Welcome back. So, guys, don't forget. But before you hit St. Louis this weekend, we do have a mini ball deluxe and ATL with Donye 007, the privileged one, who will be throwing the First Fridays, Atlanta's First Fridays mini ball deluxe. He is on the air just to talk about his event really quickly. Donye, welcome to the show.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, Jasmine and the cast. What's going on?
It's Jasmineisha tonight, sweetie.
Jasmineisha. I got you.
Yeah, I'm white. I'm a white girl.
Oh.
Go ahead.
It's Atlanta First Fridays. It's the second ball in Atlanta to count for of the year besides the MLK Awards ball. It's $1,000 house with the most trophies and $250 mini grand open all runway. Admission is $15 before 12:30. And then $20 after. The MC of the night is Norman Mizrahi, and DJ is Twinkie Toes 007. It's at Scene City, which is a new hookah spot or hookah slash club. Pretty nice hookahs would be available for people to rent out if they want for a small fee. I don't know. It's going to be exciting. This is my third one. The first two times I've had it, it was grand prize, House of the Most Trophies, $500, and the House of Chanel won both times. The first time, the House of Mugler lost by one point, and the second time, the House of Garcon lost by one point. So I'm excited to see which house will win House of the Most Trophies this time around for $1,000. And I don't know. That's pretty much it.
What about your two sponsored categories?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So the winner of Butch Queen Face and the winner of Female Figure Face, overall winner of Female Figure Face, they both will get a free complimentary microdermabrasion brazen by the icon founder, Shay Shay Chanel. And, of course, everybody knows she's the CEO of Diamond Faces, so she threw that in as a sponsor, and I think that's dope. I'm thankful for it, and I thank Shay Shay Chanel for the support. And also, the winner of Male Figure Realness and the winner of Female Figure Realness, they will battle, and the overall winner of that category sponsored by the Icon Store Ebony, will win a ticket to the Mike Epps comedy show, which is V10 at the Fox Theater. That's dope. So definitely thank both of the Icons for sponsoring the category at Atlanta Friday and both of them for their support thus far. It's definitely growing and it's definitely getting bigger. And, you know, the competition is getting back hot to, you know, something new and hot for Atlanta.
All right. Did anybody have if anybody has any questions in reference to First Fridays in Atlanta this weekend, please press 1. Otherwise, the information, again, will be circulating in the room, and you can find all the information on the event page. Somebody fix their phone.
I got questions.
Or mute your... Go ahead, Kelly.
I got Donye.
What's up?
I need myself one against list. Plus my makeup and my hairstylist and my dressing team, because I don't want to get chopped this weekend. Can I make that happen?
Oh, shit. Deja down here. She got you, I'm sure. You ain't got to sit 12 hours in the car no more, so you'll be all right.
Oh, no.
Yes, go on, Johnny.
That's what's up. Finally, you can
right,
make it out.
On, we
you enjoy yourself.
We got to call it really quickly. Mute your phones because I'm getting background noise, so mute your phones, please. 917-736, you're on the air. 917-736. Okay.
Also, I forgot.
Bishop, Go ahead.
Okay. That the main and key important factor is that, of course, July 26th is Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. I'm on tour right now going to balls and promoting it. And also, for the people that did not make the $3,000 Twisted versus Sister list, the invite-only list, they have the chance to gain entry for that category if they win one of the 6 balls that are on the tour from Bankhead to Buckhead. And this is the 3rd ball, actually, that's on the list. So the winner of Twister and the winner of Sister, both them and Twister, at the this first Friday ball, if they win, they also gain access to walk for the $3,000 July 26th. And if they're already on the list or they're a legend and they win, then they automatically get a one-time redemption, meaning when they walk for the $3,000, if they lose, they can use this one-time redemption. Throughout the whole tour, you only can win one-time redemption. So if you win twice, such as the Hot Vote film, Baby Hurricane, he's won 2 balls that was on the tour. So he was only able to win one-time redemption. He wasn't able to get nothing for the other ball that he won. So, yeah, you get to win one-time redemption, or you get to gain access to walk for the $3,000. I think that's dope. So everybody that want to be on the list, that make the list, that they're close to Atlanta, come on out this Friday and, you know, show us why you deserve to be on the list.
Okay. And for all the other events, that for all the other balls that can will allow you to qualify for a spot, you can find all those balls, the list of those balls, on the event page and in the promos that Donye is posting out there for you guys. So just go to the event page so you'll know the next couple of balls that you guys have a chance to earn that spot at. All right, Donye. Well, thank you so much. Hold on. I think that caller pressed 1 again. 917-736, you're on the air. 917-736. If your phone is muted, unmute it. Well, honey, you keep pressing 1 and I keep hanging up on you. If you're a dude, call back. All right, Donye. That's pretty much it. Anything else, Donye?
No, thank you so much, Jasmine. And, you know, I hope to see everybody this Friday. And I love to.
All right. Thank you, Donye. Thank you so much. All right. All right. Have a good event, a blessed event, and I hope everything goes well. All right. So if anybody has any questions, again, you'll find all the information in the group, on the event page. Call in. We can answer them for you, and we'll just take it from there. Kelly, where are you going? Kelly, your phone is muted. Okay. I'm hearing like a whole bunch of static. Hold on.
You ain't gotta mute me. That ain't me. My phone is muted.
It ain't me.
It was you, Jason. You got a lot of static on your phone. Hold on. Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Jason, call back in because your phone is giving some type of feedback. So call back in.
That's what she gets for sitting in my seat.
Joelle. Oop, Joelle, you got disconnected too, though. Justin, guess you're sitting next to me tonight.
What's going on?
They're going to be upset. Miss Prada, I did not know that was you, girl. Hi, Prada.
Like, oh, my God, Jasmine, you, like, totally shaded me, girl.
I am so sorry. Joelle, you're back on the phone. Jason, baby, you're back on the phone.
That was trying it.
Mm-hmm. They tried it. It is so much going on. And now I still hear echoes. Oh, my God. See, this is where we got to deal with this stuff. Mute your phone. Okay, whoever just muted it was the best one. What's up, Prada? How are you?
I am so wonderful, darling. Just here at home, laying me my bed, honey.
That's a big ass bed.
Oh, darling, you must be jealous of my bed, honey.
I'm going to try you again, caller. I'm going to try to call her one more time. 917-736, you're on the air.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Jasmine?
Hi.
What up,
who's this?
This is Ryan Versace. I'm on my second line. I'm driving this damn lane up here.
Hey. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm fine. Nothing, just listening. Planning. I'm thinking about going to this ball in Atlanta, making it hot.
You need to make up your mind because you said you're going to St. Louis.
I changed my mind. I would like to change my mind. Okay.
Oh, my God. Don't you dare say the dynasty. Don't you dare do it.
I mean,
if you go to Atlanta for my husband, you have to make it to St. Louis as well.
I am from Atlanta. That is my state. I'm going to represent.
All right, Brian. Well, if you go to Atlanta, good luck in turning it so we can hear about it all on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I need a Benadryl.
Thank you, Brian. Miss Jason, I'm going to need you to be white tonight. And you don't take Benadryl, you take Percocet.
Oh, I would have Laura said.
Well, I can't take a Percocet for my sinus.
Honey, when you're white, you take Percocet for everything.
Okay.
All right.
I was like, really?
All right, before we get into tonight's topic, because I know y'all dicks are hard, Bishop, you're on the air.
Ooh.
Mine just went down.
Like, do that? What is going on, do that? I don't know what you're doing, do that, but I want to be a part of the show tonight, do that. I mean,
oh my God.
Like, what's going on?
Hi, you
know,
fucking nigger.
I'm picking up my surfboard.
My dick just went down.
It should be. Your dick should have went down bottom, but do that. Do that.
Don't get fucked.
I'm talking to Jasmine.
What
is your name tonight, Jasmine?
I will not dance with the devil doll baby. I will not dance with the devil doll baby.
Your dick should have been went down bottom.
It's on the right level.
I will not dance with somebody that wrestles with drag queens. I will not do that. I'm not going to argue with somebody that wrestles
with
drag queens.
With drag
I'm not.
Okay.
So
how y'all
can
doing?
Can you tell me what's
how
wrong with what's wrong with wrestling with drag queens, though?
Hey,
some of the drag
whatever,
queens
whatever
are
flows,
masculine and they got broad shoulders.
Flows, your boat. Let
the Jason, you like titties on his back.
He likes titties on his back?
You do. Oh, my God. You fucking nigger.
Girl, you better take your crack ass down to the welfare.
I'm not a cracker, you fucking asshole. I'm a redneck, bitch.
Girl, same damn thing.
Not the same thing, bitch.
Y'all can't be.
The most yellowest one got the nerve to call somebody a cracker. You trying it, you yellow ass.
With,
bitch, y'all
well, they get me all.
You guys
get me all.
All right,
this
we got to get to the topic, y'all.
Yes.
Hi, Bishop. I'm gonna put you. Bishop, just mute your phone, honey. You got because I know they've been shading you lately. So just mute your phone. They've been throwing a lot of shade.
How
are
we gonna save somebody who don't call in?
Because y'all, every time you call in, y'all so mean to him.
No. They're only mean to him on Wednesdays. Tuesday, I would allow Bishop to be who Bishop is. He chooses not to call in on Wednesday. I mean,
right.
On Tuesday.
No, you guys always
don't.
So I feel like this. The girls that used to call in on Tuesday that now don't call in on Tuesday.
Don't take it personal, sweetie.
No,
hold on. I'm going to be brief.
Child, you could.
I'm going to be very brief. I've been taking care of my dad.
I have
my
to
responsibility.
Agree with you,
period.
Well, okay, we understand. Okay. Well, I hope everything is working out, Bishop. But I did hear you on the line like 2 weeks ago or something sounding very intoxicated. Like, did we have
to get a meeting
or something?
I had drinks that night. But
I'm
letting you know.
I had drinks
that night.
Mama Joyce.
Yeah, he was giving me Mama Joyce, really. All right.
I had drinks that night.
Bishop,
but,
stay right there.
Honestly. Let's get into the topic. I want to get into the topic.
We are. Kelly,
say
something. Bishop, did you find out the categories for the Purge?
Yeah, but honestly, yeah, I'm going to try my best. I have the money. I'm not going to walk to a ball. I got the money to get to a ball, and I got the money to do a category. My main thing is, like I told you all, I was trying to be brief. Yeah, I'm taking care of my father, and that's the main focus. And having someone here while, you know, I'm at the ball enjoying myself, you know, yeah, that's a big, you know, issue right now. So, you
but
know,
also,
yeah.
Hopefully everything will be all right, and you'll be able to make it.
Yes, and they also got team realness. Maybe you and Jason can walk together.
I'm gonna need for you to keep riding on down that road. I'm gonna need you to keep on riding down that road, okay? Because he already reached out to Naima, the walk team realness.
Oh shit.
All right, we're gonna keep going off topic. Before we get into tonight's topic, which will probably be very brief, I just wanted to have fun because it is the end of the season, so I just want to kiki and all jokes aside, I just want to kiki a little bit. J Rock, what the hell are you going through over there? Who was in your phone?
That was J Rock.
That was J Rock.
Okay. New relationship.
Yep, they already out
the
love
and put him out the car, honey.
Baby.
Oh, my goodness, brother, are you okay over there?
Wait, but they
he is not okay.
But they
somebody
just put
well,
on Facebook
him a
that they're in a
relationship. Well, y'all give him a chance to talk. He can't even talk because He can't even talk because y'all talking. J-Rock.
Come out, they fall.
Oh. J to the motherfucking rock. Are you there?
Her mouth is full.
Cedric, are you there?
How you know her mouth full when she could be getting a mouth? When she could be, you know, yeah, basically somebody be on her.
Yeah well, yeah,
know,
please.
They
let
have
him
a mouth
give
full.
A chance. Can you give him a chance to talk? We're trying to check on him. Child, if the child was in an accident or something, y'all black folks really doing too much.
If that child was in the hospital, they would have to come on in an accident, bitch. They would have to come on motherfucker every news channel mistake with her body before somebody would believe it this time.
Oh, no shade.
I forgot about that. J-Rock, are you okay over there, child? I hope you ain't go postal.
He said, get the fuck out of my phone.
All right. What's your name tonight, Prada? I forgot.
My name is Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, can you check on your brother?
Yes, I'll call my brother on my other line. One moment, please.
Thank you, Jackie. Hi,
Jocelyn.
All right. Miss Becky, where are you, darling? You have been the light of the season. Where are you? I need Becky on the line. I need Laura on the line. Can somebody page the two? All right. So tonight we are going to talk about sex for a little bit. All jokes aside, I do have a topic I want to talk about, or just, you know, something I just want to discuss with everyone. So, like, yesterday I was having a conversation with someone, and they kind of brought something up, but I kind of took it in a joking manner. But after they said it, I was really thinking about it. And I was like, you know, I said to them, don't make me make this a topic. And I turned around and thought about it again today, and it's a topic. I want to talk about sex with all you guys, and I want the callers to feel free to call and impress someone and tell me your opinion about, you know, your sexual acts that you partake in. I really want to talk about celibacy, masturbation, abstinence, and things of that sort. The reason why I'm bringing up this topic is because, to make a long story short, it was brought to my attention that an individual, and then of course I've heard this time and time again before from other people, but it looks like a lot of people are really at this point in life where they're really afraid to have a sexual partner. And on a serious note, the reason why is because there's so many things out there that we see, be it family members, be it friends, so forth and so on, that are contracting STDs, they're contracting the virus. We're losing a lot of people and stuff, and maybe a lot of people are running into, like, health scares and things of that sort. So a lot of people are just turning to the point where they're saying, you know what, I don't want it to be me, and I'm going to practice celibacy or abstinence, period, or I'll just choose a lifestyle of just masturbating, but I just cannot see myself having a partner anymore. They may still have someone they talk to, someone to keep them company with, things of that sort. They may cuddle. They may, partake with, you know, someone and do certain things as far as, like, maybe movies, dinner, things of that sort, clubbing, things of that sort. But when it comes time to the art of sex, they choose not to do it. Do you guys agree with that? Do you guys, can you blame anyone who's living that lifestyle? Do you know of anyone that is, or are you currently living that lifestyle? To any callers out there, because you know, the rates are so high nowadays, and we're not just talking about HIV. We're talking about just, you know, overall everything. And it's not just with health. It can be I'm tired of being in a relationship. Relationships, you know, kind of suck. I'm tired of being hurt. I just don't want to be with anybody no more. It's too emotional. It's too much hard work. I'll just rather be by myself, and I'll please myself. You know, these are some of the things that are causing people to leave sex alone. And, you know, they're choosing to, you know, just kind of please themselves, or they have just kind of turned off that switch where they're just not doing anything at all. You know, so I want to get everyone's opinion on that. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way, start from the top and work our way down to the bottom. If you guys have anything you have to say about this topic, we're on a serious note now really quickly. Please press 1 and we will get to you as well. But I'm going to start with you since the other two were disconnected. I'm sorry, Justin, Joelle. I know you wanted to sit next to Mother. But, you know how it goes. So Justin's sitting next to Mommy tonight. Justin, go first. What do you feel about what we're talking about?
Well, a month or two ago, I kind of, as far as what you're talking about right now, as far as sex, I have been on hiatus because my last situation, the person that I was dating or I was dealing with, happened to be dealing with somebody else that I know and a couple other people that I know and everything else just combined. It was too much. Aside from the emotional part of that, I think Joel and Jason, I think I did talk to them about the back end of all of that, which I'm not going to discuss on the air. But it, for me, it was scary, and I just really I really didn't know how to take all of it because it made me gag to a certain extent. But I'm an active person. You know what I'm saying? I still have my needs and I still have things that I want to do. But to the level and extent of wanting something deeper with somebody or whatever, something like that, I just keep it moving because I really don't, at this point in my life, because I'm older, I turned 36 in July, I just don't have time for it. You know what I'm saying? All the extra, the he said, she said, or the fighting and the bickering and stuff like that, I don't. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Sex, I love it, but I can keep it, you know, and keep, you know, I can get, do myself and keep it moving. So that's where I'm at right now.
So are you practicing celibacy, period?
I'm not practicing celibacy. I'm waiting till something comes along that is cool enough for me to feel like I'm comfortable with doing it with. I guess that's the better way to
do it. He can't be practicing abstinence because he said that he does masturbate, and abstinence is basically not doing anything. So.
Right. I couldn't make it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Justin. J-Rock, are you back?
No, he's still not there, and he did not answer my call.
Oh, baby.
I know one thing.
Okay.
He better not hurt my brother, that's for sure.
Prada, what's your opinion on all this?
Well, I mean, I don't think that I'm scared of intercourse or anything. I mean, as far as having sex, I mean, lately I do prefer, you know, to please myself by masturbating on a daily basis. And if I do have intercourse, it's with someone that I've been having intercourse with for years.
Okay. I got you. Girl. Kelly.
Uh-oh, Lord. I don't talk my sexual business.
Oh, chow. What she really say?
Kelly, stop it.
Let me translate for Kelly. As long as it's 10.5 and 5 girth, Kelly's jumping on it.
No, no.
Not really.
I haven't jumped on something like that in a long time.
But what I do sexually is what I do sexually, and that's all it is. I don't practice. I love what I do, and that's it.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You love what you do now, Kelly, but was there ever a part in your life where you felt that, besides even when, like, you know, not being shady or nothing, but when you were incarcerated and stuff, did you feel that, you know, how is it when you're incarcerated? Do you have to have, you know, practice the art of celibacy while you're in jail? You know, what is, you know, what were you doing to, you know, take care of things while you were in jail? Did you just turn it off? Were you just pleasing yourself? You know, what was it in jail?
I'm a, just like I told those Latin Kings when they ran up with me in the yard. Tell your brothers to stop coming to my cube at nighttime sucking my dick.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're talking about sex. There she goes. Orals included. Thank God I'm white tonight. I can take it. All right. Thank
ready.
You, Kelly. Joelle.
That wasn't ready.
What's that, Joelle?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I like how I'm last and I was the first one on the air.
I know, because
we
you got,
or,
because
we
you got
in
technical
order. You,
difficulties.
We go in order. We go in order, boo-boo. You got dropped, boo-boo. You have to call back in, boo-boo.
Wow.
You're not sitting next to mother's eyes.
Well, you know, when everybody, you know, gets into the topic of sex, I always bring up that I have been practicing celibacy for years now, and it's a good thing because it has kept me from a lot of things, you know, because a lot of people practice celibacy because of the, some people practice it because they're scared of, you know, STDs, HIV, whatever, but somebody might not be physically sick, they might be spiritually sick. And I believe if you're laying down with somebody, you know, your soul and your spirit becomes one with that person. And whatever baggage that person has gets transferred to you and back and forth, whatever. So I'm really careful about those things. And the person that I do decide to lay with is the person that I want to remain with, not hop around and go around with everybody.
Okay. So are you saying that you've been doing it for years because you haven't really found the right one, or you're just patiently waiting, or?
It's multiple reasons, but it's because I haven't found the right one, and because of all the things that are going on out here, like all these people, everybody's just so promiscuous, and everybody just wants to sleep around and, you know, get off, and it's just like that's the first thing that's on everybody's mind. Like, if I'm dating you and you're throwing yourself at me in the third, fourth day talking about, can we do this, baby, I'm cutting you off because that's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joelle. Jason?
I'm going to start with this. When my mama found out that I was fucking, she brought me a box of condoms and said, once you get dick, you ain't going to want to stop. So with that being said, I have a box or a book of familiars that I'm used to. And when that urge comes, I call somebody in that book of familiars until a relationship, a solid relationship that I know that I can invest in, and they're going to invest in me. I have needs. I'm a man. We're all men and women, and sometimes we have needs, and sometimes we can meet those needs on our own, and sometimes we need the help of another warm body to meet those needs. Yes, there are things out there that you have to protect yourself from, but if I went out there and I walked out the door every day and I met somebody or I talked to somebody and I was like, oh, no, I can't sleep with them because I might get this, I might get that, then we would never leave our house to go to work, to go to school, to go anywhere. So with that, you just have to do the things that you need to do. I don't just have random sex. And you shouldn't just have random sex, but for those people that get off on having the random sex, then that's fine. I mean, there are people that enjoy group sessions, and they go to the same group session weekly, monthly, or however they're done, because they're used to being with those people. So if you have a group of people like Prada said, if you have a group of people or someone that you're used to, then that's fine. I mean, there are times when I was incarcerated or when I was away for the 18 months that I was in boarding school, opportunity arose, but because it was no way to do it safely, and you wasn't fucking me with a rubber glove, you had to do what you had to do and just deal with it. Read a book, watch television, play a game of spades or something to take your mind off it. Because sex can be mind over matter, but eventually sex will matter.
Okay. I got you. All right, I have some questions based on what you guys said, but let me ask Bishop. I'm being fair. Bishop, what is your opinion on all this?
Less of a matter. I agree, Jason, because when is it enough? I mean, for all of us, when is it enough to where we ain't using protection? When is it enough? Like, you know, we want to fulfill sexual fantasies, and we'll do anything and everything to fulfill them. But when is it enough to the point where someone said a couple of weeks ago on a video, sex is overrated. Sex can be overrated for me. Sex can be overrated if you have it so much. I'm just comparing to females out here that are selling their body. They may have a client that they like and they're enjoying themselves. He or she, they're enjoying themselves and they're getting paid at the same time. But sex is their life, and they know that's their life, you know. But when is sex like it's going above the beat, it's going beyond, you know, just casual sex, and it's beginning to be very dangerous. That's my thing.
Okay.
And that's for all of us.
All right. Okay. All right. Mute your phones if you have background. So I have a question when it comes to this sexual topic. A lot of us are saying, you know, like Joelle says the opposite of what Jason says. Let me go back to you, Joelle. Do you agree with what Jason is saying, or you don't agree with it?
I don't agree with it because you said, oh, that if we live our life thinking that everybody has something, blah, 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 or that we won't walk up, that's not necessarily true. I'm a type of person that I live my life, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
But you're
you know
okay, and I respect that. But in the same sense, you said you're living your life, you'd rather be safe than sorry. But you're
right.
Constantly, when you meet someone, when we have our private conversations, like me, you and Justin, Justin, when we had our conversations, you said, well, I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that. I don't live my life with those worries because I know that I'm going to do what I need to do to protect me. So if you, the way you live your life, like, oh, my God, well, I can catch this from doing this or I can catch that from doing that.
Right.
You can catch this from kissing somebody. You live your life with those fears and those worries. I live my life this way. I look at every man or woman with the same thing, that they already have this, they already have that, the same way they should look at me. So because I look at them like that, I'm going to do what I need to do to protect me if I'm going to do something with them.
Right. I mean, I do live my life like that, and I think that it has, you know, helped me not count on so many things, you know, and go through so many things that other people have been, because there's people that are in an older age and they have been through so many relationships and so many people that they don't even believe in love anymore. They don't even believe that relationships can be had anymore because they have so many partners in sex, that they don't know what love is. And I still believe in love.
But is that because of sex or is that because they're jaded?
It could be because they're getting hurt or because they're just looking, they're just sexual beings.
Because
when you say jaded, Jason, what do you mean?
When I say jaded, okay, I'm going to say, because I don't want to be long. When I say jaded, okay, let me start by this. I recently watched a video of Eartha Kitt, and Eartha Kitt said something that made so much sense to me. I want to be in love, but I need to love myself first. So once I love myself, I want to be in love with someone that's going to enjoy loving me the way I love me. So if I don't love me and I don't respect me and I'm doing this with Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, how
right.
can I expect Lottie, Dottie, and everybody to love me
exactly.
because I don't love myself?
But I think another thing, you know, Jason, like we had this conversation. I know Joelle and I had this conversation as
right.
well. But my whole thing about what you're saying is – you're cutting people off at the pass, which I can understand what your reasoning behind doing that. But the only thing is you never know who you're cutting off. Just because those people come at you in a certain way, you have to be able to talk to these people and let them know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because some people, general mind, that's in their mind frame that this is what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be remiss in the fact to say that everybody that I talk to is not that. That's not the name of the game. That's not what they're after. Some people generally think that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? You have to have those conversations. You have to lay it on the table. And honestly, with you being so young, you have to be able to sometimes go through those situations of experiencing heartache and heartbreak, because it's a killer when you go through that long and you've been in that one relationship and it goes bad and here you are stuck. Because if you only been with that one person and your heart is broken, and I've been there before, and that's
exactly.
that's some ish.
Like I said, I look at it like this. I'd rather be with that one person and stay with that one person. We can go through ups and downs, whatever, whatever, but you're the person that I decided to share my soul with, my spirit and my body. So we're staying together.
Okay, so Joel, what happens? I'm sorry. What happens when you decide to be with this one person? Because I was there. I met someone, and we was there. We were together for almost 5 years, and then eventually I just said, enough is enough. I can't do this no more. I went through you doing this to me. I allowed you to do that with me. I found out that you were doing drugs behind my back, and you were doing this, and you were doing that. And I was like, because I loved you, and I was like, I thought this person was my soulmate. And
right.
that we were going to be together forever. Eventually, my mother sat me down, and my mother said, baby, even toilet paper gets tired and it runs out. And you have to realize that some people are just, they're meant to be in your life, but they're not meant to be with you.
Right. I can accept that.
And then some people you just grow the hell out of. What might be cute for you at 23?
Right.
Might not be
because, okay,
that's a good point. What happens when somebody, when you grow, and the person that you chose to be with, what happens when you're growing and you look back and they're still where they were, but you've grown? Do you still?
I mean,
stay
but that's a whole different scenario. My thing is this, and I'm gonna leave it at that. When I build a relationship, the foundation should be something else but sex. Because when you get tired of having sex with that person, you're going to go find somebody else. Or you're going to do whatever you're going to have to do to go, you know, get your nut off or whatever. So your foundation shouldn't be only sex, or I met this person on a one-night stand and now we're in a relationship, or they have great sex. That should not be your foundation, because it's going to crumble.
I just want to say there's no perfect relationship, and there's no fairy tale ending. And I think a native Baker sang a song about it, and
let me ask this question, because I saw this in a room. Suppose you're in a relationship with somebody, and I don't know. I mean, from what I know of you, Joel, as I'm talking to you and stuff like that, I don't want to say that you're a prude, because I don't. But suppose you get into a relationship with somebody and they're sexual. They're not cheating on you, but they're sexual. They have a high sexual drive, and they're the type of person that when they see you, it's not always about sex, but when they see you, they want you. And of something of that nature, where they want to touch you, they want to cuddle with you, they want to do those type things with you. They're sexual because it's just part of their nature. It's just in their being, and that's who they are. Do you stop being with them, or do you judge them? Like, oh, you're so nasty. Why is it always about
sex with you? No. If you feel so attracted to me or whatever, and you want to be with me, then get married with me and do what you got to do, and then we can do what we got to do. But if not, then I'm not going to tell you, oh, you're nasty, because my morals are
I'm not saying that this is a one-night stand. I'm saying this is
a relationship. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to.
Can I butt in?
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. Give me a second. I'm not going to say, oh, you're nasty, whatever. No, because I have different morals and values that person might not have, and I don't know where that person is in their walk in life, whatever. I might be like, you know what? This is not going to work out. If you can't control yourself like I have controlled myself for 6 to 7 years, then we can't do this.
Okay, we talking about sex.
Right.
And the thing is, I agree with Jason 100%. He had put a key point in, and I deal with this. I wouldn't lie to anyone that's on the air or that's listening. I deal with the drug problem. I deal with, you know, okay, my main motive when somebody come over and we indulge in together is to have sex to them at the end of the night, even into the morning. But depending on the vibe, it's no vibe when you're doing drugs. And what Jason said, you know, I find out you doing drugs, honestly, you know, from standpoint and from self, you cannot deal with no one that does drugs and you're trying to really get in a relationship with them and be sexual with them, because at one point they can be sexual, in the next point, in the next minute, second, they can be like, I'm not trying to use right now until I get my full high. And I understand what Jason was saying. And the gay, this is talking about the gay community, talking about the, you know, lesbian, transgender community. We deal with this problem with, you know, each other, matter if it's a relationship or matter if it's just, you know, no strings attached, casual sex. We deal with this problem when it comes up to drugs, because it's like, yeah, the drug telling you, yeah, I want to get higher again, I want to get high again. I'm talking to myself, period. Just to let y'all know, talking to myself, not trying to be long-winded, but talking to myself, because it gets you to that point, the drug gets you to the point where you don't want to have sex at the moment, but you still feel it. At the end, when that person is high also, they don't want to have sex at the moment, and it's a whole big damn thing. But with, when a person that is sober, when a person that doesn't use drugs, and you use drugs, it's a big, totally damn difference, because that person may not want it because they turned off, because of simple fact, not that you're using drugs, because the simple fact is when they needed it at that hour, you didn't give it at the hour. You gave it 6 hours later, and they was not using.
Okay. All right, thank you, Bishop. All right. Based on everything that you guys said, I want to switch it up a little bit, and I want to kind of talk about something that was brought up a little earlier. I think Bishop brought it up, though, but I just want to kind of bring it up again. When we sit here and we look at a lot of people who are workers, you know, escorts, prostitutes, things of that sort, when it comes time to having sex, any type of sex, and you sit here and try to have sex with, you know, that's why they say, you know, it's so hard for to be in a relationship when you are living that lifestyle. When it's time for you to have sex, how do you really enjoy it, you know, with your lover, you know, with your partner and stuff, if this is what you do 3, 4, 5 times a day with clients and things of that sort? How is it possible for you to even enjoy sex with your loved one or your partner or someone that you are attracted to? And not just for the working girls, but for people who sit there and want to be on chat lines and party lines and Craigslist and all the apps and stuff and, you know, just having trade and doing all these things all the time. How do you actually enjoy having sex with someone that you love? Like, what is really the difference? Because I know when you have a no strings attached type of sexual encounter and then you try to go make love with someone, how do you, like, really enjoy it? You know, I want to know what everyone's opinion is on that. If anybody out there is someone who has done these things or lives that type of lifestyle, please feel free to press 1, and please feel free to mute your phone because I'm hearing echoes. But please feel free to press 1 and talk about it, because I know you guys just don't want to hear us say the same thing over again. I mean, I know y'all like listening and hearing our voices, but, you know, y'all can call in and press 1 too. So, you know, for the working girls and for the people that are having all these, you know, no string attached, you know, type of sexual acts, how do you distinguish the difference? You know, do you still enjoy making love, or do you just like
fucking busting nut and moving forward. Mm-hmm. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Girl, you call private. Even if they
private
call private.
Caller. Just let them talk. Just let them talk. Private caller, you're on the air going once. Okay, you hung up. All right, Justin, I'm, you know, not saying that you are, I don't know if you're one of those type of people or one of those type of people in the past, but what do you think about those type of people or people who live that lifestyle, either the working girls or the ones who just like to suck dick on a regular basis and get fucked on a regular basis? Do you think they are capable of even enjoying sex anymore?
This is the thing. I dated one person that was an escort in my past, and I did not know it until we really got deep into, like, probably a month or two in, whatever. But the thing is, with him, some people have a light switch where they can turn it on and off. And at that point for him, I don't think that he could turn it on and off because he didn't want to be sexual. The only thing he really wanted to do is just to be, like, you know, cuddle up, you know, spend time and things like that because sex is what he was doing at that time, you know, and saying as far as pay his bills. So there was no differential between the two, between making love to somebody that you're with and whatever, whatever. So I had, and either way to go for me, I had to chop that off. But as far as girls doing randoms, I understand it to a certain degree because, you know, no, I mean, at a certain point I've had my randoms. I've been a thot before in my life. Shit, it, you know, it is what it is. But but I think that sometimes some people just need to get their rocks off. Sometimes people, you know, whatever. But I think they, some people get caught up in a cycle of trying to, I guess it's more so they get into the situation where they're, quote-unquote, looking for something, and they're trying to find it. In the meantime, they're having sex with random people trying to find whatever this thing is via whatever app, whatever situation it is, and or they could just be looking for a good time, a good, you know, good nut. But they, it just continues and continues and continues, and they just don't keep track of it. They, after a point, they don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think the what Joel was saying as far as morals are there at that point because they just, it's whatever.
Right. Jason.
Okay.
Jason.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. No. I got to go down the line, Bishop. Down the line, Bishop.
Okay.
Down the line, Bishop. Just hold your thoughts.
Okay.
J-Rock, are you there? Okay.
I'm really getting worried.
Somebody let J-Rock know. I'm going to mute him, and then he can text me or let me know when he's coming back on. Prada, what do you think about the girls that do the randoms and the escorts and all that stuff? Do you think they're capable of even making love or enjoying making love or having, you know, that enjoyable sex? Or do you think it's just, you know, it was just beat the fuck out of them?
I mean, I do think that it is very possible. As Justin did say, he was a thot. You know, I've been a thot in my day. You know, I've done a couple of things in my life. I just think that it really depends on the situation. When it comes to people that escort, I feel as if their mindset is, it's not like I'm really going to enjoy this sex. I'm just doing this to make a better living for myself. When it comes
let me say something really quickly about escorts. Now, don't think that we are not aware that a lot of escorts, you could go out there and you really don't have to take, you know, you really don't have to have sex. I mean, a lot of people think that prostitutes and escorts are literally having sex each and every time. A lot of the times they're not. A lot of these clients, you know, they just want somebody to watch them get off, or they just want to rub on you and things of that sort. A lot of time penetration is not even taking place. So we know that a lot of people are it. Yeah, we know that each and every time you're out there, you're not getting fucked. But for the randoms, we know, bitch, you're sucking dick every 5 fucking minutes, and you're getting fucked. So go ahead and start, Prada. I'm sorry.
Okay, as you said with, like, the workers, yeah, like, sometimes they don't even have to have sex. It's just people who want you to watch them smoke crack rocks, or they want you to spank them and slap them and spit on them. It's just different kinds of things. When it does come to, like, the trade and the random sex, sometimes I feel like it's just that little rush that you get at that moment in time. Or it's sometimes when it comes to the trade, it's like, okay, bitch, I just want to challenge myself and see if I can just get this dick or this ass, or somebody who just say, oh, I'm just so straight, I would never do this, I would never do that. And then it just gives you, like, bitch, victory, bitch, I got it.
Mm-hmm. It's a big rush to see if I can pull it off. Bishop.
And then when it comes to, like, and then when it comes to being in a real relationship, I just think it depends on the connection you have with the individual, how much you're attracted to the person, whether it's physically, mentally, things of that nature. So I think it is still possible to have great sex or make love with someone you're in a relationship with after being an escort or just a random, no strings attached kind of girl.
Okay. All right. Joelle, really quickly, anything about this?
I've never been in that type of situation before, but I'm a person that is greedy. And if you're with me, you're only going to be with me.
Okay. All right. Jason?
Okay, that was a two-part question. Let me start with the industry part. I've never dated an escort. I've never dated someone who was in the sex trade industry, but I've had friends who were strippers. And I had a former friend who dated an escort and who tried to get the escort out of that business by showing him for 1 week, if you can stop doing this for 1 week and whatever, and tried to show him, take him out there to get a job and stuff like that. And I guess to the person, that industry of that escorting job was like an addiction or a drug to him, because that whole week, it was just like he was just itching for that week to be done so he could go back to making money the way he was used to making money. So I've always told myself, not judging, that I know that I couldn't personally be with somebody that did that, because I wouldn't know when they was turning it on and when they was turning it off. And I'll be like, okay, so do I put the money on a dresser or whatever, because that would just be me. With randoms, I've done them. And sometimes I've met people off of Adam, and before they got here, I jerked off. And then when they got here, I wasn't even in the mood, and they would get frustrated because I didn't want to do nothing. And it was just the challenge of the chase. Like, okay, I got you to come over here. We talked about sex. We did this. We did that. And then you get here, and I've already done it. So now that mood is gone for me. So sad, too bad, but you can go about your business, because I don't feel like doing nothing. But that's me. And I'm my own judge, so I'm not going to allow anybody else to judge me for the things that I do. And I mean, when we all have needs, and sometimes we want a body laying next to us for just maybe a few minutes or an hour all night long. And however, if some people choose to pay for it, or some people choose to do it randomly, or some people choose to call an ex or whatever, they need what they need when they need it.
Can I say something really quick, Jasmine?
Go ahead.
I've come to see that a lot of people equate having sex with somebody loving you. Just because somebody wants to have sex with you doesn't mean that they have feelings for you, because Exhibit A, the escort. So just because somebody said, oh, I want to lay with you, blah, 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 you look so fine, that doesn't mean that they love you. That doesn't even mean that they have feelings for you. They just want to bust a nut, and you might have a nice physique, and that's what they attracted to physically.
But I think a lot of girls in this lifestyle, the LGBT community in general, that's the point that it's gotten.
Right,
that
there you go.
They get on Jack, they meet these dates, and I think I've said it on a couple of shows. Like you meet these people, I'll meet somebody, they'll come over, we'll hang out and everything. I don't do anything with them. Or say for chance I do something with them, that they think we in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what they, you know. It's crazy stuff like that. Like, but it's weird, and it's weird, but I think, you know, I think, I don't know, it's hard to even describe some of the stuff that this mental issue these people have.
Jasmine, can I say something? All
right, let me get to Bishop really quickly. Go ahead, Bishop. No,
okay,
please don't make a long winded. Go ahead, Bishop.
Coming from someone that adores the transgender community and likes transgenders, period, I've learned from myself, and I've learned from other chases the same thing that I learned from myself. Some of these dudes like transgenders, and they be on jazz. They
Bishop,
be on
I
Adam.
Think your phone is...
Hello?
Bishop, I think your phone is carrying.
Hello?
Are you on an
Hello?
Internet phone?
Hello?
We can hear you, Bishop. Who is that?
That's not me.
That's Bishop.
It couldn't be me.
It's not me.
Can you hear me, Bishop?
It couldn't be me because I'm in my computer. So it couldn't be me.
Your phone is breaking up when you're talking.
But when you're talking, Bishop, it's breaking up. Are you on an internet phone?
No, I'm not on any. I'm online.
Okay,
hold on, Bishop. All right, do y'all still hear it? Just talk for a few. Are y'all still hearing it?
Mm-mm.
Not now.
Bishop, it
phone.
Is your phone. Bishop, hang up and call back in really quickly. Just clear your line and call back in because you have a bad signal. I'm going to hang up on you. Private caller, you're on the air.
Nigger.
Hey, dude. I don't know what he's talking about.
That's a Vogan beat right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I should archive this show and put him in the remix, Shady. Since you like to remix stuff, put him in the remix. That was over. Bishop, call back in. All right, hold on. All right, Bishop, you're back. Hopefully we can hear you. Go ahead.
Do you guys hear me? Am I clear?
Yeah.
Okay. What I was saying is being what they call a chaser, I can say I have, you know, seen and heard from plenty of chasers that are quote-unquote.
Oh my God,
they use the Bush Queens to get their money. And the thing is, anything by any means necessary, I guess. The thing is that sometimes, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, be on Jack, be on Adam, be on Back Page, be on Craigslist, be on all these things. You can tell someone that's looking for money. And the thing is, it's not about love. It's about a casual sex thing going on, you know, with you guys. You know, I was never in that corner where, you know, somebody was trying to get down and just shit. Because it was all about money. At the end, I called.
Bishop, I'm sorry. And I don't want you to think it's shade, Bishop. I really don't want you to think it's shade. You can download the archive and listen to us as we really can't hear you. We're hearing like a whole bunch of, I don't know how to explain it, but electronic static something. It just sounds like you're on a computer or something like that. We really, really can't hear you. I don't know if you have, like, one of those internet-based phones or Comcast or something, you might want to reset your internet and call back in because you really do sound kind of crazy. We lost Justin. Justin, call back in. But, Bishop, I want you to know that we really cannot hear you. All right. So we got Prada, Joel, Justin. I mean, Jason. We lost Justin. All right. Jasmine is not playing nice with him. Why is she lying? Tell him the truth. No, I can.
What?
So you mean to tell me y'all can't hear him? No, see, other people are saying he sounds crazy. Oh, y'all need to stop.
Yeah, so stupid. Justin, you're back on the air.
Okay.
Oh.
Let me, I need to say something first, because something in the room that went viral, and it's not true. When I made my statement, I did not say that I pay for people to lay next to me, because, one, I'm never going to pay for sex. It's too much. It's too many people out here that's doing it for free that I'm going to ever have to pay for sex. Secondly, what I was saying is that there are people that do pay for for companionship, and it's not just to have sex, but it's for companionship. There are people that need someone to be around them because they're lonely, because they don't even know how to deal with being by themselves. And
right.
This is a test that I tell to all my friends. Bitch, go stand in front of the mirror, and if you can't even look at yourself for 30 seconds in the mirror, then that means, bitch, you can't even be with yourself. So if you can't look at yourself for 30 seconds, what makes you think somebody else is going to want to be with you? So if you can't be alone in your own, you can't be alone with yourself and be happy. No one else is going to be around you and be happy. So you're going to have to do the things what you have to do, shake your purse, get them high, or do whatever you need to do. I don't
get
have
them
to
high.
Be, some people have to get them high to have some. Some people got to pay people, get people high just to be with them. Don't act like you don't have a girlfriend that got to buy a dime bag of weed and a 40-ounce for a boy to come over and spend time with them.
Hello.
All right, so this came across my desk as far as, you know, some people go. I'm hearing echo, so please mute your phone, Justin. Thank you. So basically, they're saying that a lot of people feel that because they're not having sex with anyone, be it because they choose to, be it because maybe they're waiting for the right person, or be it because maybe they're just afraid of catching something, or because they've been hurt so many times, they choose to just give it up and practice the art of celibacy, that people look at them now as a bitter person. And, of course, the first thing that someone says is that, bitch, you need to get laid. You know, you need to go get fucked because you're just so angry and you're so bitter because you don't really have anyone in your life. So what do you feel about that? Do you feel, and it's just a simple yes or no, and I'm going to go down the line from the top to the bottom. Do you feel that people who have given up the art of sex, companionship, or they're just really alone and they don't have nobody, do you feel that they have become bitter, angry people? Prada, do you feel that way about them?
No, not all the time.
Okay. Do you know anyone that is that way and they're just angry and bitter that you say to them, bitch, you just need to get fucked. You're just so depressed.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that.
A lot, right? Joelle, have people said that about you, or do you know other people that are like that?
People have tried to change my mentality and try to tell me that, like, what's wrong with you? Like, it's 2014 and you still holding on to that. I'm like, yeah, about that, you know? And I don't think that makes you bitter. I think it makes you like a mirror, and people look at themselves in your mirror and see who they are and what they don't do. And they get mad because you think you're judging them. It's not judging you. It's just who I am.
Okay. Jason, do you feel that people become bitter and angry because they're alone and, you know, they just pretty much need to do something? Or do you know of anyone that way?
I know a few people that way, so I'm going to have to say yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of people that way, too. And Justin, what do you feel?
I would say yes, because, hell, I'm bitter myself. So, you know, I mean, the thing about it is I'm the type of person, when I have an issue or a problem, I'm one of the first people to admit it, and I'll go ahead and say it. But at the same time, I identify that. But my thing is I can identify and funnel it into something else, you know what I'm saying? Something's not working, let's go another avenue and find another way to be creative with the time that I do have, and I'm not – I guess, spend it with somebody else. And also, Joelle, nobody thinks whatever. The thing is, you come off very judgmental. And,
how?
And it's the way you come off and the way you try to filter it all in with God and all this other stuff in the middle of it. It's very judgmental. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Though?
Like, I guess coming from the mouth of a babe, you would be saying something like that. What I would say to you is live life a little longer, and then you'll fully have that experience to know things are a little bit different than what you're painting. And that's all
I'm
going
to say. Listen. The only way that I will come off as judgmental is if I come up to you and tell you what you're doing is wrong. Okay? I've never told nobody what you're doing is wrong. People have tried to tell me what I'm doing is wrong because you have to live life and you have to be more open-minded. That's you judging me and telling me that what I'm doing is not letting me live life or being open-minded. Okay?
No, hold on, that's not the case. From the experience that I've had and just things in general, the things I've seen, the things that I know, and experiences I've had with other people who have felt the same way and the things that they've gone through. And that's the only reason I come at you like that, because it sounds very young and very childish, and that's the only reason I come at you like that.
But the thing about it is, how is it young and childish when a lot of people don't even have that mentality? A lot of people nowadays do not have the mentality that I have, and it causes a stir, and it causes coming in my real life when people don't even want to be around me because they think that I'm better than them. No, I'm not better than you ever.
But Joel, if other people in your real life,
why do you want to cut each other off?
This is why Tuesday night is the way it is. Why do y'all cut each other off?
I apologize.
Like I said, I apologize if you think that I've come off judgment, but I'd never do that. People in my real life don't want to adapt to my mentality. So it's like, what can I relate to you with? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you don't want to talk about sex. You don't want to talk about this. So when I bring up this subject, you want to change it. You know what I'm saying? So I've never judged nobody and condemned them using God. What I say is I have used God as my strength and as my willpower. That's not me judging you. If your relationship is different with him than mine, that's not my problem.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to the bottom of that, because I think I need to hear a little bit more about what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff with y'all three that I wasn't even aware of. I mean, this must
Woo-hoo.
Be stuff that's going on that Bush Queen hour, honey. Y'all little side conversations are starting to spill. It's starting to leak. And, you know, we're going to find out what's really going
on. It's nothing bad.
I know it's not no shade, but it's always good to let it out. 347-278, mute your phones. 347-278, you're on the air.
What up, everybody?
What up?
It's like the majority of the people on the phone are just like, too perfect for my liking. It's like, no, I don't do this. Oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. I'm a freak. So I'm speaking.
Yeah. So tell us what you do. Tell us what you do.
I like to paint his toenails and his fingernails black.
They were blue, Jason.
I don't paint my toes.
Let him talk, y'all. Go ahead, Ty. How are you?
I'm good. I'm saying I just do what I do. I like, you know, I go to sex parties. I'm verse, and I'm talking to one nigga who is top. So we've been talking for the last 6 months, and you know, we deal the way we deal, but because I also love ass. And not, I just love to be catered to the way a bottom catered to, the way I'm used to being catered to by bottoms. So, you know, because I can't get that from him, you know, I look elsewhere to get that. So, I mean.
Now, is he aware that you look elsewhere?
I mean, when I first met him, the first thing he told me is he don't want no boyfriend. So that only tells me that he want to fuck other people. So I'm going to do what I want to do because he's doing what he want to do.
So because you do all these things, Ty, I'm glad you called in. You pressed one. Because you do all these things, you do the sex parties, you have the one guy that you're talking to for 6 months, but it's, you know, kind of more like on an open relationship type thing. Do you ever find yourself really
having passionate lovemaking, or do you just really find yourself just liking to bust a nut all the time? Ty, you're still there. I don't know if you mute your phone. Are you there? Can you hear us? Hello? Oh, God, why did we lose? Yeah, did you hear me?
I said when I'm with him, it's straight up passionate. If he wanted to be in a relationship tomorrow, you know, everything else would be cut off and it'd be me and him. I don't doubt that what I feel for him is love, how deep it is, or am I in love? You know, it's debatable, but I definitely love the nigga. And, you know, and I can separate it. I have those who I have, not many, but my ex, you know. We was together for a while, and it's love, Jan. We have, when we do, we do. It's, you know, passionate and all of that. But when I want mine,
can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 37.
So how long have you been doing these things? Hold on, y'all. I hear y'all want, all want a piece. Slow down.
Well, I was in a relationship with my boy, my ex, for 8 years. So just this past last November, well, this November made a year that we've been separated or I've been single.
He packed
so,
them up and sent them away, Jasmine.
So this last year.
So while you were in a relationship for 8 years, did you still do other things, or you was really committed to your relationship?
I was really committed to my relationship, but I also did things from time to time. Not as much as I would have had I been single, but, you know, there was other things that I did.
Did he know about it?
He never brought it to my attention. I'm the type
of
nigga.
Okay, so let me ask you the question then. If you are, because I think that's what that's what lacks in relationships, really, especially with, you know, gay males, or really anyone, in all honesty, why are you in a relationship for 8 years, but you still feel that you need to go out there and do something?
I mean,
is
well,
it
we
that
was,
you
we,
get bored with it, or what?
We were, well, I don't think my situation is much different from many people who probably stray, but it was kind of unique to me at the time. We were best friends for like 4 years before we got together. He came to me, was like, you know, he fallen in love with me. He want to be with me and all that shit like that. So, you know, I weighed my options, and because we had bonded and all of that, I gave the relationship thing a try, and, you know, it was cool. And but, again, because I'm versatile, there were things that was just lacking in a relationship. I mean, we had built a lot together. We were living together. We had pets together and all that type shit. And you know, we just had a deep connection. But there were just things sexually that were not fulfilling me too much. Eventually, it did get to the point where I did not want to continue on with the deception and the lies and all that, and there were issues where I assumed or had reason to believe, you know, he was creeping and shit, and I'm the type of nigga where if I sense anything may be going wrong or it may be another nigga, I'm going to bring it to the table. So, you know, we've had our issues and our falling outs because of that, and it eventually became just too much emotionally to deal with, you know, constantly worrying about if and who and what and all that type shit. So I just wanted to free myself from the relationship. But, you know, the love is definitely there and all of that. But, yeah, I just was just lacking in other areas, so I wanted to do me.
All right. Did Joel, you had a question for him?
Yeah. What is, you say your name was Kyle, right? Ty.
Ty, okay. Ty, you said that you are deep in love with this person, but yeah, you know that this person is out there dibbling and dabbling. If you are deep in love with somebody, how do you...
I said I love them. I don't know. I mean,
well, you, okay,
how
that
deep
you,
is questionable, but...
Okay,
yeah, I love them.
If you love somebody, then you're telling me that you're willing to share them with somebody else?
I mean, having love for them is not... You
no,
know,
you didn't say having love. You said in love.
Well, no, I said I have love for them. I don't know how deep it is, basically, as far as being in love, but I definitely love them.
What about,
I mean,
the person that you were in an 8-year relationship with? Were you in love, deep with love with them?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you're willing to share that person with somebody else?
No, I wasn't. If I had any feeling or inclination that he was doing anything with anybody, it was an issue. Like I said, it wasn't that he had suspicions or was told anything about me doing anything. He never brought that to my attention. But if I had a clue or feeling that there was anybody else,
how could you feel that it would be an issue with
exactly.
him doing it when you know that you were doing it?
That's what my point
what
was.
What if you weren't pleasing him in certain areas like he wasn't pleasing you, so he was out doing those things because it wasn't happening?
As an individual, he was free to do whatever he wanted to do, but if I would have found out or it had concrete proof or anything, it just would have been an issue. Now, as far as me, it probably was just a case of wanting my cake and eating it, or having the cake and eating it too. But, I mean, I just wanted to do me. But as far as him, I wasn't trying to share him with nobody.
Okay.
So do you see where the problem lies, and especially now that you're much older, do you see where the problem lies with that? That's the problem in a lot of relationships, is a lot of people want to have their cake and eat it too, but yet when it comes to the other person, you know, they feel like it would be an issue, a big issue, if it was them doing it. I think that's where a lot of issues are in people's relationships right now. If you are one of those types, Ty, I want to say thank you because I don't want to just keep you there because I have a couple of other callers. Thank you for calling in, though. But my thing is, you know, if you feel that you are one of those people that if you're going to go out there and do something because you're not getting 100% or you feel that you're not getting 100%, then don't feel, you know, you need to change that type of title that you guys are calling a relationship, because if that next person goes and does it, and you want to get all angry about it and, you know, feel like, oh, no, it ain't going to happen or whatever, then that's not a real relationship. That's
right.
Not a relationship at all, in all honesty. You know, a relationship is a commitment to each other, that you have thrown down everything that you are used to and everything, and you are dedicating yourself to that one individual. And that you are giving up, you're sacrificing those things that maybe you were you accustomed to, or those things that you were used to, or maybe you guys have learned to incorporate it into your relationship. Maybe something that you got, you know, that one person is not used to doing, but because they have that love for you, they are going to do that with you. Vice versa, you will do it with them. You know, so that is what a true relationship is. We're talking about sex, and it's really turning into relationships, but it's okay because it's still a part of sex, you know, when it comes to some of it. But that's my point on it. That's what a lot of people do. And you see it happen all the time, even with marriage, even straight people. The husbands and the wives. The wives are sitting at home taking care of the kids, taking care of the home. The husband's out there fucking the secretary, or they're up in some titty bar, or they're hiring a fucking client. They're a client for half of you girls as they got these wives at home. But vice versa, if the wife was fucking doing it, these men would lose their fucking mind, want to beat the bitch up, divorce them, take all the money, da-da-da-da-da. And this is what happens. This is why I don't blame Joel for what he does. Because this is the world that we fucking live in all honesty. You're either going to be on the ship or you're not going to be on the ship. But this is where a lot of this is stemming from, in all honesty. 347-616, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. It's me, Ming. I was thinking, it's more in, when you get into a relationship with somebody, you have to be sexually compatible with the person. Because a lot of people aren't sexually compatible with their partners, and they're top with this person and a bottom with that person, but yet you still want to be in a relationship, and that's dooming the relationship from the door. If you get in a relationship talking about, if I find out you do this and I do that, then the relationship is over. That's damning it before it even beginning. That's not even, like you just said, that's not even a relationship.
Yep. You're right, Ming. You're definitely right.
You have to be sexually compatible with who you want to be with if you're planning on being with this person for a long time. You can't be versed in, I'm going to be with the top. That's not going to work. You're going to have to find somebody versed like yourself if you want to make things last. These people are getting into these relationships with these people that are not, they're not compatible with, and they're wondering and scratching their head, why isn't it lasting, and why are they cheating on each other? That makes no sense. That's kind of stupid.
And then you have the relationships of the two people that go out there. Man, we didn't really even get to that. We only got 8 minutes before we go into record mode. So please call in 347-215-6820 because we will be going into record mode. But you have the people that are in a relationship, either top, bottom, bottom, top, verse, whatever, whatever, but they still find out that they want to have group sessions now. They want to have three ways, and they want to have all this sex with other people and incorporate all these other people into that. How does those relationships last? Those relationships, what do you guys feel about that? Do you really, and they'll do it for years. They'll be together for years, but that's how they build their relationship, by having sex and allowing other people to come in and have sex with them. Do you guys feel that that's really a relationship? I'm going to start, Ming, stay right there. I'm going to start from the top and work my way down. Prada, do you think that people who have open relationships like that, is that really a relationship?
My definition of a relationship would be with only two people. So if they're incorporating everybody else, you might as well say we just have a friendship where we have with each other and we bring other friends into it. Don't label it as, we together, because together is only monogamy with that one person.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Joelle?
That's not a relationship. That's just like she said, it's just, friendship with benefits, I guess. You got the friend and you guys, can have whatever, do whatever. But like I said, if you're mine, you're mine, and I'm not sharing you with nobody.
Okay, Jason?
I used to say no to that's not a relationship, and I do still say no. But then on the other hand, how do you say that when somebody meets somebody and they say, I'm in love with you, Jasmine, and I'm together with you, but then someone comes along and I spend time with them, I'm not sexual with them, but I start to have feelings for them, and I grow to love them. So if all these people are doing is having sex, then that's not a relationship. I've always been one to say that if I love you, I can't share my mate with someone else.
Thank you.
But if it's one of those type of relationships where I love you and you love me, but I'm not, because there's a difference between loving someone and being in love with someone. So if I'm in love with you, I don't want to share you with no one, and I'm going to do what I can to protect you. But if I just love you, or what I think that I have for you is love, and I bring a third person into that relationship and I say it's you, me, and him, then we just fooling around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Justin, real quick.
Now, repeat the question. Can people have open relationships and we still call it a real relationship? Is that the basis of the question?
Yeah.
I would say yes, because I've seen it happen. And I know a couple fully functional three-party or whatever you want to call them relationships. This is all dependent on the person and what they're willing to accept when it comes down to relationships. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say it on a real level. Like, that's some real new 2014 type-ish to me. Because I could never, I agree with the rest of the cast that I think a relationship is between two people. But then you have situations of nowadays, you might have situations where you might have two tops together. And but they not doing each other. They explicitly not doing each other, but they bring in a third party to be that bottom that they share between each other. You know what I'm saying? You have situations like that, and they want, you know, whatever the hell they want from each other, but they know that to be able to satisfy them, they need this third party to be able to do it because they not, no, neither one of them is willing to bend over for the other. And one couple that I do know, they've been together for years, and that's what they do. So I can't say it can't happen, and I can't say it won't work. Now, the dynamics of all of that, it's got to be some real, like, real type stuff because I can't wrap my head around it. But, hey, it is what it is.
Okay. And, Ming, do you think it's able to work?
Honestly, no, because to me it's like a non-conventional type situation. I would rather people call it an arrangement than a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
guys.
Well, you know what, Jasmine? What's that? What is this? I'm sorry for cutting Ming off. Go ahead, Ming, because then we need to do this again and maybe bring RJ Revlon, because then isn't he in a three-party relationship?
Mm-mm. That's the other child from the Midwest.
Okay.
So, but what if you bring the other person in and then the other person starts to catch feelings? Then what?
Mm-hmm. I don't know
what happens to the
But and see, and I've always said that about threesomes. That somebody's going to get more attention.
We see it happen on Facebook a lot. Let me get to some of these callers real quickly. Hold on. Bishop, I'm coming to you. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
How are you?
It's a good topic because I know people who have personally lived that lifestyle. My aunt, for one, it wasn't that she was in a three-way relationship, but she was in a relationship with a married man. And she was in a relationship, and his wife knew about her, and they were together for over 50 years.
Oh,
and it can work to the extent that all three parties know where they stand. And if you look at that show about that white guy with five wives, there are people out here who don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, or
right.
People who are Muslims or those Mormons, I think they are, the old-fashioned ones or the older version ones, they have 15 wives. So it
and
can...
And Africans, too.
They do? Okay. But I think you have to be honest and be truthful, because people accept it all the time. If you know your man or your woman is out there cheating on you, you are to some degree accepting a third party in your bed without
mm-hmm.
having them there. So I think it's about honesty. It's about, you know, how far that person can push you, because I know I have a jealous streak, and I will go to jail for double homicide if my boyfriend or my husband came and said, I want to bring another girl into the relationship. But it can work if you communicate and you work. And for those who do it, fine. And for those who think being in a monogamous relationship is for them, I think you can still have monopoly with three people. It's just not for everybody, and you have to be truthful and not pushed into it, as opposed to being coerced or being told, you know, this is about fulfilling my needs. So I think you can. That's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Brittany.
Hey, Jasmine.
One thing I knew this girl, and she, I gagged at her, though, when I found out, but I knew this girl, and this is a straight girl. Well, no, she's actually gay. She was a lesbian. Well, duh. Anyway, she was in a polygamous relationship. You know, she was African-American, she was 21 years old, and she came and she told me, she said, Jasmine, I'm in a polygamy relationship. I said, really? I really thought that white people really did that. She said, no, I practice it,
And she told me her boyfriend was black and that they had a sister wife. And the reason why the relationship worked out the best is because she was bisexual and the sister wife was bisexual. And I gagged at the situation because I'm like, what the fuck is really going on over there? But I'm like, well, damn, he must be feeling like he got the best of both worlds and shit. He got two women. He got two bisexual women. And it was just like a lot going on with that. But mind you, they were married. And they were in this big relationship, and they've been like this for years. And I gagged at the whole situation. So, yeah, people really do find a way to make it work out. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's crazy. Bishop, you're back on the air. Justin, mute your phone. Bishop, you're back. Bishop, you're back. Is your phone muted or something? Bishop going once. Bishop going twice. All right, I don't know what happened to you, Bishop.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Hello. I just wanted to throw this out there. I know we're talking about kind of like relationships and open relationships, but just to bring this up, Little Mo, basically, I guess if anybody had been reading the news or paying attention, you know, she just left her husband that she was with on the R&B Diva show, and nobody knew the reason as to why she left him. But evidently, they, as a couple, her and her ex-husband like to have threesomes with other women. And I guess in the middle of them doing whatever they were doing, she figured out that evidently this is somebody that he already knew. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, people have these type of open relationships and open situations where they bring other people in until things get too heated for them and they can't take it. So it's interesting. So, it happens in the straight world, I guess, too.
It really does, but be careful that you guys that are having these open relationships and bringing people inside of them, be careful because eventually what's going to happen, mute your phone, but eventually what's going to happen is what we see happen all the time. One of you are going to fall for that other individual and they're going to come scoop you up and pull you away and you're going to be left to the dogs. You're going to be left alone. Be careful. As you get older, especially when you're young, you guys are getting your life doing this as you're young. But what's happening is as a person gets older, they start wanting more. They get tired of living the same life. They get tired of doing the same thing. They want more out of the relationship. They want more, not out of the relationship, I'm sorry. They want more out of life. And what starts happening is they get tired of doing the same damn thing. They want to move forward. Like someone said earlier, what happens when one is outgrowing the other? And that's what happens, that the next person comes along and can offer them something better. And that's why that person winds up moving on. And you see it. You see them move on. You see them doing things now that they weren't doing two years ago, 3 years ago, a year ago or so. We watch it on Facebook. In all honesty, Facebook and the comments and the topics and stuff, sometimes they're like a fucking story. They're like a novella. In Spanish, they're like a motherfucking miniseries. You see people get together. You see the arguing. You see the fussing. You see the fighting. You see them doing so many things. They're at these fine dine restaurants, and then you see them move on to the next person and the next person. You see them now they're in a better relationship. They're doing bigger and better things now. You see the other one is jaded. The other person is angry. I mean, Facebook is like one big fucking story. You know, it's just really crazy when it comes to that. But, yeah, that's what I think about that. But you know what? Maybe we do need to touch up on this another time. Because it can get a little deep. I really wanted to talk about a lot of celibacy, masturbation, and abstinence, but I also wanted to talk about, you know, some of the different things about sex, not just keeping it on the lines of STDs and HIV and stuff, but we did really turn it into relationships. But, you know, that's pretty much how it goes. I want to give – oh, he's gone. I do want to talk about some other stuff really quickly that came across –
my feeds and stuff like that. But really quickly before we change the topic up, if anybody else wants to talk about sex and relationships and stuff, here's your chance to please press 1 so I can bring you on. I want to ask Prada, did you have anything else you wanted to say about the sex stuff really quickly before we change it up?
No, I can just go with the flow. Whenever you change it, I'm going with you.
Okay, Joelle, anything else you wanted to say about it?
Nope.
Jason?
No, I'm just going to go with the flow because we could talk about this all
and,
night.
I know. Justin?
Sex is not a bad thing. It's nothing if you want to get your porn, if you want to get your lube, if you have your personal toy to enjoy yourself. Sex is not it's not anything that you have to run from. I mean, there's stuff out there to help protect you. There are condoms. There's other stuff out there for you. And yeah, yep. I'm a firm believer in a yeah.
Justin, I'm gonna kick your ass. Yeah,
Prada, you Justin, still haven't heard from
I don't want to turn this into a 3-hour conversation. But Justin, who's running from sex?
I ain't said nobody running from. I'm not saying anybody's
I
running.
I told you need to start listening to Butch Queen hour.
I didn't say anybody's running from sex.
Yeah,
I like sex, but I mean, shoot, ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's all right, First Lady. I got your back.
Thank you, Prada. Take your wig off and do something, please, because this is a girl.
Prada, I got a question for you. Girl, was you trying to have Laura last night?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't trying to have Laura last night. Laura said she was going to eat me when she came to Houston.
That's not how that started.
she said she was going to make love to the pussy.
That's not how that started.
So do you want her to wear a nun outfit when she does?
Oh, shit.
I don't know about that, honey.
I was trying to get Justin to give me the tea.
But Justin was being shady.
All right, let me get this shit together, honey. Y'all need to grab your pens because I need to give y'all some details if y'all with it or not. I'm talking about my damn TV shows, child. I'm just going to talk about all my fucking TV shows, in all honesty. First thing I want to bring up is, okay, Housewives is over with, child. I don't even care no more about it. Mama Joyce is crazy. She's just dumb. You know, it's just she was a kiki. So we ain't got to talk about that show. Who is watching Devious Housemaids? Anybody watching Devious Housemaids? Devious Housemaids is my motherfucking show. I'm so glad it's back on. This is the second week that it's on. We're on the second season. If you guys don't watch Devious Housemaids, watch it. It's fun. What is it, on Lifetime, right, Jason? It's on Lifetime. It comes on Sundays. I live for it. If you guys ever watch Desperate Housewives, it puts me in the – it always gave me the feel of Desperate Housewives. It's in the second season. It's really fucking good. It's scandalous. I live for Devious Housemaids. So, yeah, that's my show. A couple of months ago, we talked about Flowers in the Attic, the movie. A lot of people talked about they liked the original. They didn't like the remake that came on Lifetime. A lot of people liked the book, so forth and so on. I gagged to find out that the second part of the story, Petals on the Wind, is actually coming out May 22nd. So I know a lot of us did talk about Flowers in the Attic, but the second one, that's why the way they ended it, we kind of gagged, like we didn't really like the ending. That's because they left it open for the second one. It's supposed to be a three-part deal. So if anybody watched Flowers in the Attic or knows the original story or whatever, The second part of it is coming out May 22nd on Lifetime. It looks like it takes place a few years later. That show is scandalous. It has to do with incest and the girls, you know, the kids being locked up in the attic and the brother and the sister having each other and all that shit. I mean, it's a real good story. To me, I still love the original that came out years ago. The book was really, really good. And now the second part of it is coming out on May 26th, so don't forget to watch it if you are a fan. So that's what I'm also excited about. A lot of shows are ending right now.
Wait a minute, Jasmine. And if you didn't read the second book, now you can download it and listen to it and catch it before it comes on TV.
And you can do that all at audible.com/tensorchops. Work, Jason. That was hot. a lot of shows are coming to an end because, you know, it's all season finales, just like these shows will be coming to an end. And we will be taking a summer break. But don't forget, for all you girls, because we talked about it last year, Big Brother will be coming on again this season on CBS. I think it starts January 25th. So if you are a fan of Big Brother, I'm sorry, yes, June 25th, thank you. If you are a fan of Big Brother or want to be a fan of Big Brother, please tune in. I know I'll have a Facebook group about it. We all talk about it. We did last year. We was all talking and watching it live. And, you know, reading and kicking and stuff like that. I love Big Brother. For those of you who don't watch Big Brother, don't know what it's about people, a group of people, like 13 contestants being trapped in the house. Not trapped, but they're all living in one house. They have to share everything. No TV, no radio, no telephones, no communication with the outside world. They have to live there for 3 months. Each week, you win a challenge or whatever. You're the head of household. You got to put two people up for eviction, and they have to vote on who they want out the house, and the last person to stay in the house, and you know, gets voted on or whatever, they win $500,000. It's a fucking good reality show. One of me and Kelly's favorites. We've been watching it for years. So if you guys are into that, please tune in June 25th. It comes on 3 times a week on CBS. That's one of my favorite shows as well. A lot of people are looking forward to Orange is the New Black on Netflix, about the girl that's locked up in prison, and, you know, it's just a really good show. I know that's starting back in June. True Blood is starting back in June. A lot of people are talking about that. So I know that's a lot of stuff that I'll be paying attention to this summer. As far as movies go, yes, I am a big fan of Godzilla. As a child, I loved monster movies, and I just love everything horror. And I am so looking forward to the new Godzilla that's coming out. I don't care if y'all like it or not, as y'all were all sucking dick and playing in basements and stuff like that. I was watching Godzilla on Saturday afternoons. So I love fucking Godzilla, especially when he was fighting. I mean, she was fighting other monsters and stuff. That new Godzilla looks awesome. I can't wait to see it. So, yeah, that's just some of the stuff that I just wanted to run by because I just knew I wanted to throw that out there. I always get a lot of people
to talk about Dusk of Dawn.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys ever watched Dusk Till Dawn, the original movie Dusk Till Dawn with George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino. They have a show. They have an actual weekly show now where they remade the movie itself, but they remade it into a show retelling the story. It comes on, I think, this network called El Rey Network, some new network called El Rey, but it's not on every cable station. I watch it on iTunes. And Jason, how you watch it?
I watch it on some free site. That if you, I can put the site in the official room if you want to watch it there. But then somebody was telling me that I think that they're about to add it to Netflix.
Oh, work. But that's hot. But, I mean, you know, I don't know if you guys know From Dusk Till Dawn. It has to do with vampires. You know, the bank robbers go into the titty bar's co, and everybody in the titty bar is fucking vampires, so forth, so on, da-da-da-da. The shit is fucking good as hell. The show is so fucking good. From Dusk Till Dawn, I think they're on already episode 7 that just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I love that motherfucking show. So that's something else that I'm, like, really into as well. But, you know, that's pretty much it. Don't forget, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta finally comes out this motherfucking Monday. So I know a lot of people will be watching it, especially with everything that happened with the fucking sex tape and stuff. But, you know, I'm definitely look forward to that. I know we will be talking about that. So forth and so on as far as the weeks come. But I'm, you know, definitely looking forward to that. Let me ask everybody really quickly, real quick. Prada, what are you watching? Like, what are some of your shows right now? Or are you watching anything and anything you're looking forward to?
I am looking forward to Love & Hip Hop. I do want to see The Foolishness that's going to be on Catfish. Catfish is coming back on. What else is coming on? I mean, other than that, right now, I just watch the regular stuff that come on Mondays, like Black Ink.
Is that back on?
Yeah, T.I. and Tiny. You know that stuff.
I like T.I. and Tiny. I just cannot get into Black Ink.
I didn't know Black Ink was back on. Yes, thank you, Prada.
And I do like to watch the Real World Challenges. It's a new episode coming on tomorrow.
Okay, the link for Dusk
Till
Dawn is
watching
in the room.
I was watching The Housewives of Atlanta and Basketball Wives, and I really don't watch TV, so, yeah, that's all I was watching.
Oh, Married to Medicine. Okay. Married to Medicine.
Okay. Jason, what are you watching? I already know, but what are you watching? Tell them what you watch.
I'm watching Dusk Till Dawn now. I'm now watching Salem. I'm watching Salem. I'm watching Dusk Till Dawn. I'm watching, well, you all know we don't talk about the originals a lot on here, but I'm watching the originals. I'm protesting all reality shows, so I will not be watching Love & Hip Hop or Basketball Wives or The Real Housewives of anything. I'm kind of gagging that Sheree is coming back, so that's another reason I won't be watching anymore. I'm waiting for True Blood. I'm waiting for, I'm watching Once Upon a Time and Revenge right now, but there's nothing new that's really in Resurrection, and it was another show, but I stopped watching it because I lost interest in it. And I'm waiting for Under the Dome to come back.
Another thing that comes on this Monday, I don't know how many people, I know, like, talking to y'all sometimes, not y'all on the phone, but the listeners, some of y'all just don't really, you know, focus on TV, especially this younger generation. But one of my fucking favorite shows, bitch, for years, and this was something that Kelly used to watch, Jack used to watch, we all used to always talk about it all the time, was motherfucking 24 with Jack Bauer. That motherfucking show was everything until it actually went off the air. Well, it comes back on this Monday. So 24 returns to Fox this Monday. Bitch, I can't wait to see that either. I love 24. For anybody that used to watch 24, that comes back on this Monday. Justin, what are you watching?
I'm just getting back into the Game of Thrones. I started watching this last season and everything because I actually see people have magic powers and with people, dead people rising and attacking and all this stuff I like to see. I have been looking for From Dusk Till Dawn, but I didn't know that it's actually out on my cable subscriber, so I will be watching that. I'm going to catch that Godzilla movie because that was an automatic yes, because I kind of grew up watching those type of movies and stuff like that. So I cannot wait for that one. Orange Is the New Black is going to be, I think it's going to be everything, especially people who are just now probably getting into it and they haven't seen it. And, of course, we're waiting on the show on HBO. I can't think of the name. What's the name?
True Blood.
The HBO? Huh?
True Blood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You made me think of something and I forgot already. Oh, the only thing about Orange Is the New Black is that I'm so excited about seeing it that I know it'll just take me a few days and it'll be over with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only fucking thing. Like, I'll clear my whole schedule, watch it for a few days, and I'll get it out the way, and it'll be over. And then it's like you got to wait another year or so to watch it. That's the only thing about Netflix. Even though I live that, we got to, you know, we don't have to wait a week to see it. But it's just gonna go by so fucking fast. It's like these movies as well. You know, we go to the movies, we wait online. Like tomorrow night, God willing, I will be going to see Spider-Man tomorrow night after work. But, you know, it's like you wait all this time to see Spider-Man, and then, bitch, once it's over with, after those 2 hours or whatever, like,
that's,
you don't
it.
Get to see Spider-Man again for another 2 years, you know? So, you know, that's just the bad thing about it. But that's what's going to happen with the Orange Is the New Black. That's definitely what's going to happen with it. Ming, I know we don't really speak to you a lot, but you're always in the room showing love. But what do you usually watch? Let's get to know you a little bit better. What do you watch?
I was a Real Housewives of Atlanta girl, and now I'm very into the R&B Divas of Atlanta now that it came back on, basically.
So R&B Divas back on as well?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be many things.
Tiny and T.I. Is anybody watching the Hot 97 show?
They have a show?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting. I just couldn't get into it. It was kind of slow.
Yes, I think it is kind of interesting. Sometimes it just be playing, and I'd be watching it for about 5 minutes or so. As soon as the commercial comes on, I walk out or something like that. But it do be a little interesting. I do want to see it, but it's just like I kind of grew up always hearing Funkmaster Flex and Andrew Martinez and then seeing their faces and stuff. It's like, child, I don't heard y'all's voices so long. Used to go to sleep hearing y'all, waking up hearing y'all. Now I got to sit on TV and watch y'all every 5 minutes. I don't know if I could do all that. Hold on a second. We got another caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Jasmine, I was calling because I was like, I first wanted to talk to my big brother because I watched it too. I was going to ask you, do you think that there will be more? Do you watch the last season or do you just watch the show?
Oh, I know. I watched the live feeds as well, honey, and Showtime.
Okay.
When it was coming on Showtime After Dark, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you think now that they're slashing all the races and they're going to try to, like, cut the fees a lot now?
You know why I don't think they are? Because I've been paying attention to, I don't know if anybody knows, but Big Brother
Canada
is actually on.
I watched that too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually on as well, and they haven't cut nothing. So I don't think they're really going to cut too much. They may try to filter them a little bit, or they probably are going to go through such a strenuous interview process before they get picked that they're probably going to limit a lot of that. Or you know what? They may not limit it because, in all honesty, the ratings were so high last year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise to see what happens because there was so much racism and stuff last year, but that's what brought the ratings. You know, I know
yeah,
a lot of girls
right.
wasn't watching it until we started posting all the racism and stuff. And it was like, bitch, what are
right.
y'all watching? What the fuck is going on? And then everybody started watching. That was just with us. But I know a lot of straight people as well was breaking records. It was all over the news, all over TMZ and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. It's going to be interesting to see what they do this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I still think they need to put a tranny in that house, though. They need to put a girl in the fucking house, for real.
You think so?
Yes. I really would love to see a girl. I'm tired of seeing these butch queens in the house. It's not real butch queens. They just put these little flamboyant white gay people in there.
Yeah, they need to put a like a real butch queen up in that motherfucking house or a girl.
I agree. Or gag them and put like a tradie butch queen that they don't know that's gay.
Yeah, they don't put gay cowboys up in there and stuff like that, so they can put a tradie butch queen up in there.
How do you feel about the Clippers owner being banned for life and fined $2.5 million for his racist comment?
Can somebody give me an update? Somebody asked me about that. I was so busy, I didn't even pay attention. What the fuck happened? What really happened?
This
I don't even know what happened.
He has a girlfriend. Well, he's married. I don't know how he has a girlfriend, but he has a girlfriend. She posted on Instagram a picture with Magic Johnson, and I believe, what's the cute baseball player named Rihanna? And that's what, I think Matt Kemp. And she basically recorded a conversation they had at his house, but he's basically saying he wants her to take the pictures now because he don't understand why she publicly associating with black people. So he was like, why don't you take the picture down? I don't want you around them. I don't want you bringing them to my game. So basically, he was just like, just basically a whole like a racist stuff. Like, he's like, if you visit Israel, it's black Jews or white Jews. The black Jews are treated like dogs. And that's my, he's basically saying, people say her record is racist, and basically he don't want blacks in his game. And she's actually trying to say to him, do you not know that your whole team is basically black, and the NBA is full of black, he's basically like 85% black. And he was saying he knows, he supports them by giving them cars and homes and all this other stuff. It was basically like a slave master mentality, where like, you could work for me, but I don't know if you're not equal.
Exactly.
Wow.
And he wasn't even saying black people. He was saying minorities. I don't want you around minorities.
But the thing about it, the reason that she was recording what he was saying is because he told her to record. Because if you go back and look at some of the, yeah, he told her to do it because he forgets sometimes what he's saying. He's 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those situations where it's not, to me, it's an 80-year-old white man with billions of dollars. It's not surprising. I mean, to me, it's not
surprising. I wouldn't be surprised if more than owners of the NBA for these years.
Of course.
But the thing about it, now that he's in the situation he's in, what's going to be funny is how they turn on him. Because, you know, they had to vote. They had to vote to be able to make him give up his team, you know?
Yeah. I think they're going to wind up doing that. Mm-hmm. I think they were
saying who is this man again?
Rod Sterling. I might be wrong with
Donald Sterling.
That's okay.
And they were saying that like a few years back, he had had like racist issues, like he was a racist to minorities, black and Latinos. And he's like a his money comes from real estate, so he's like a real estate tycoon. And they were saying they filed a lawsuit and he settled out of court about not wanting to blacks and Hispanic people a while back.
He just got caught because I bet you a whole bunch of them feel the same damn way.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too, because you know, what's his name who did Celebrity Apprentice? He took us home.
Who?
What's his name?
With Donald?
Funny hair. Donald Trump, he took up for him. Basically saying it was a private conversation. It shouldn't matter.
Well, I think he racist.
But, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. This is how I feel. I understand that there are racist people, and I slightly agree if we're having a private conversation and whatever's going on, you know what I'm saying, and it's some things that I would say to a person that I think is my significant other or my partner, whatever the situation is, that I would immediately think that they would not be going back and taking my stuff and playing it for the world to hear. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can understand. And it's a messed up situation. Not saying that I agree with his racist thoughts, but I think that, you know, it's a messed up situation. But at the end of the day, you already know what it's about. You buying all this stuff. You 80 years old. She 30-something years old.
She looks like a man.
She really does. If you really get in and try to clock it, she really does. You know, but, you know, it is what it is. I ain't going to hate her because I know she's going to get coined.
But the
no, because his, no,
really
because his wife, because his wife is suing her.
Yeah, because I lost some embezzlement for $1.8 million.
Yeah, the wife is suing her for that, and the wife is suing her for alienation of affection because the wife is still married to him, and the wife is saying that she is the reason that they're not together because he was spending all his time and his money on her. So the wife is now suing her.
But how you gonna sue me because your husband spend his money on me? They ain't got nothing to do. They ain't got nothing to do with that.
King probably gonna get her to drop the charges because she probably got more stage. Because if she's gonna
right.
report on his conversation, she probably gonna say like drop the charges for him and gag y'all again and release more tapes to TMZ.
Well, no, this is what I would do. This is what the smarter girl would do. I would contact the wife and be like, look, girl, you want to get your divorce and you want to get these coins. I got these tapes. And let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Let's get together. Let's get this money. And then we both can be happy. Girl.
Yeah. But it's crazy. But they banned us for life. So he probably gets to wind up having to sell it because he can't go through the bills or anything. And that's when... You have a host
man
who hates you,
man. Man, sure. That man is a billionaire. You think he cares about
but
being banned from the
pocket.
NBA?
But
exactly.
It ain't gonna hurt his pocket because he is. But
yeah,
he
actually,
that.
And they're forcing him to tell the team, so he's gonna get money anyways. Like that $2.5 million is nothing for him.
But why was she with him?
Which is
crazy. Isn't she black and Mexican? Like, isn't she part black?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand either. That's what she was saying in the video. If you listen.
Yeah, so she was like, don't you understand, you know what I'm saying? But he was just like, it was almost like he was saying, you don't have to show, you don't have to.
Yeah,
you
basically, you don't have to shove it in public. It's
yeah,
okay,
you don't have to acknowledge
like,
it.
Girl. It seems like just not bringing them to my game. Do you think we want to walk next to them? To me, it seemed like he's whatever that way. It seemed like a slave master mentality. When he was like, you think I'm a racist, don't you? You think I'm a monster. And she was like, yeah, that is discrimination. He kept saying, it's not. It was like he couldn't comprehend or get it. Because he was like, I took a picture with Magic Johnson because I look up to him. I love what he did for the black community. And he's like, I love Magic Johnson, too. I don't care if he was stuck in him and all this other stuff as long as you did it in private. See, that's the thing. When I might know that she was associated with black people, I didn't understand it.
But the thing about it, this is the thing. I think for him being 80 years old, in his mind, in his world, he thinks, number one, he thinks he's paying for pussy. And I'm going to be honest with you. And he feels as though if he's paying for her to do whatever she's doing, whatever, you know, whatever relationship that they have together, he feels as though he could tell her to do whatever he wants her to do. You know what I'm saying?
If you didn't even say it should be no problem if I'm asking you to take it down, you should just automatically take it down.
Right.
Because you like to fight. You're one of those fighters.
Jasmine, you got to go and listen to that tape. That tape was a key.
It really was.
Somebody posted, honey. I don't be paying attention to that stuff.
That's what he was saying. And you know, Chris Paul is the union president for the NBA, for the players. So you knew that something was going to happen because he represents the players in the league, and that's the star of your team.
Wow.
But this man, but he didn't get away because apparently they were saying that at one point some of the black players on his team tried to sue him because of things that he said, and it was thrown out of court. And then he's supposed to have been a slumlord. Not only did he didn't want to rent to minorities, but he was a slum landlord.
And y'all might know what the gag was. He's supposed to be NAACP award.
And they still want to give it to him.
A lifetime achievement award.
And they still want to give it to him.
But I think they took it back now.
They took it back, baby. They're not giving it to him.
Okay.
Not only did they take it back, they gave back all of his donations that he donated from 1980-something till now.
That's a lot of money to give back.
They
gave all the coin back. They gave it all back.
And his sponsor started dropping it, started leaving the Clippers. So I think this is the same. But I don't understand why all these people like, I don't know how they stand for they never went about the same. He can't even afford about the same.
Hold on, I have to change the topic for 1 minute. Miss Ting, what, is it your birthday again?
Who?
You.
Well, one is my birthday, and then that's when Prince Bridge was created.
Oh, girl.
So that's his birthday.
Girl, y'all be killing me, honey. Y'all sound just like me sometimes, sure.
Happy birthday, brother.
That's his birthday, so there you go. So it's Turned Up Thursday for Prince Bridge.
So, Jasmine, have you been paying attention to the Canada Big Brother? You been watching it?
To the Canada one?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't. I haven't been watching. I've been reading about it on the blogs that I go to, but I haven't been. I didn't subscribe to it or nothing. I watched some of the clips and stuff. How's it been? Was it? Have you been watching it all the time or what?
I watched it basically like I haven't. You know, towards the end of Big Brother, Elvis gets born when it's like 5 years left. So I stopped, like, kind of watching. But before, it was kind of like, basically, this is what happened. This is some of the whole season. You know how, like, when they, in the beginning of the first show, they bring 5 people in at a time? The first 5 people who entered the house, allowance in their first 5 minutes of the show, before anybody else entered the house, they called it as the first 5. So the first 5 is basically dominating the house. And so you know how Big Brother, like, when power stays on one side with alone? So they did a, week when Canada became the HLH and they could nominate whoever they want. So after that, the power was split to, like, the weaker players. So the weaker players got all of them out except for this one bitch, and she is just... But they just keep keeping her and keep keeping her and keep keeping her. But I think if she got the final two, I think she should win because she was controlling the game the first 3 weeks. She couldn't control the number because her side no longer had power. But they keep keeping her and they don't look at her as a threat.
I wonder if there's a way because on iTunes you was able to download the episodes and stuff. I wonder, is there a way for us to watch Big Brother Canada? Like, I wish it was a channel or something we could watch it on, because, bitch, I would watch it.
I'd be watching it. I thought the website.
Oh, you found the website?
Jasmine's not watching nothing on the computer.
You know, I don't be watching nothing on nobody's computer.
She's not even watching on the computer.
If I can't,
you
need it. Send me the link or something. I'm going to see if I can find it. But if anybody can find me Big Brother in Canada, honey, I want to watch it.
What is
but you know, the Canada
one, about?
They be a little dry. You know, they don't pay for this. So, like, they be cutting the fee all week or stuff. It ain't like U.S. Because it's free,
Hello?
They cut the fees whenever they want.
Prada, are you still there?
Can somebody give us an update on motherfucking... Okay, I see the clip and stuff. I'm going to listen to that. Can somebody give me an update on J-Rock? J-Rock, are you okay, Chara? Where the hell are you? Still on the phone. J-Rock, are you there?
I don't know. I called him and his boyfriend. They didn't have them.
Baby, somebody really did not see you tonight.
They got into a stern argument in that car, baby.
Does anybody play Sims? The new Sims 4 is coming out in December. Does anybody play Sims?
On my tablet, but that's about it.
I might have to get it from my computer again.
I'm waiting for Destiny to come out for the PlayStation 4. There's a couple more games. It's a couple other games. They got a new Star Wars game coming out for PlayStation 4, too.
But I'm waiting for Oddsworld to come out for PlayStation 4,
Chad. Jasmine, I just wanted to say this. There's conversations that me, Jason, and Justin have that we do not have on the air, you know, because it's a little bit more personal. And I don't like to throw everything out there because the girls, you know, be crazy. But it just be a key, you know. Like, it just be funny as hell. But, you know, I respect everybody's advice and everybody's opinion.
Because she's an old prude, honey.
Girl, I better start calling me.
Well, Prada, I don't have your number.
Bitch, yes,
Jason,
you do. I
love those
you
three-way. Jason loved those three-way conversations.
I love positive three-way conversations where there's no gossip going on, like the ones we used to have, Jasmine, until we start getting like old ladies and going to bed at night. So, well, probably no, I don't have your number. I got to put it in my phone. That's why I don't have it, because it's not my cell phone.
Prada, you're an up-and-coming young lady, baby. Baby, don't stay away from them.
Jasmine, you need to hear Prada on Butch Queen
okay.
Hour.
Okay.
She says stuff
okay.
Like
I'll
be
schooling them boys, honey.
Oh, my God. Does anybody on Instagram follow Grandma305_305?
The one with the lady with the glasses?
I think, I don't know if she got glasses, but if you're on Instagram, please look up Grant. Oh, let me, hold on, let me look it up so I can give you the right one. This is, it's an older black lady in Miami, and bitch, she is the only fucking key. Her granddaughter be recording her doing a whole bunch of shit. And I think y'all seen it earlier when she was saying dot, 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 and then, you know, da, 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 da. Her daughter said, do you know what a dot is? And then she said, get the, you know, all that stuff. But
mm-mm.
I watched all the videos on Instagram. She is so fucking funny. It's Grandma_305. Grandma_305. She's such a key. She be cursing her grandchildren. I don't. She got so many of them. It's like 100 and some videos, but she is so funny.
Yeah, I seen one video of her. They was riding in the car, and the granddaughter was like, "Oh, I'll slap you." And she was like, "Slap me, bitch!"
Nah.
And that'll be the last thing that
you
she
call her. Nah. You F a nigga up for an off.
Yeah.
What a nigga on
Hello.
She is funny as hell.
Tell them it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing. You out here
tripping
out here. I've been here for years.
Damn, you
all.
That's my grandmother.
I am. I'm real.
That's somebody's grandmother.
And you about that? That's the granddaughter recording her grandmother. She be going off.
She's giving me
Mama
Jones tease. Jim Jones' mother. I don't know.
You hear the whole bitch? You just out of your motherfucking dad, motherfucker. Now you keep it on.
Yeah, she do got glasses on. Whoever said she had, that she wear glasses.
Yeah, that's
her. I mean, you just get a key. You know, before I go to bed, I'll be just looking on Instagram till I fall asleep and stuff like that. And bitch, she is so fucking funny. So fucking funny. Oh, Jesus. All right, so everybody, this weekend again, First Fridays in Atlanta, the Mini Ball Deluxe, $1,000 to the house with the most points, and $250 for open to all runway, and all that stuff. So don't forget this weekend in St. Louis, an all-star-studded weekend. The Dynasty Ball on Saturday and Sunday, the Mini Ball. So that sounds like it's going to be a lot. So I guess there'll be a lot to talk about on Monday. That'll be cool. What else we got coming up? Let me see. May 24th is the Con Ball. So what's everybody doing for Memorial Day weekend? Is everybody going to D.C.? Is anybody doing the Miami thing? What's everybody doing for Memorial Day weekend?
I may be in Atlanta. I don't know.
I'm going to Boston.
Jason?
I may go over to D.C. for a couple of hours.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Boys of Bush Queen Hour may be out and about in your city. You never know.
Yes, and I will have my camera, so if you're doing something you don't want seen, you better not let me see you.
Did you say the Boys of Bush Queen Hour?
Oh, Lord.
Well, we do still pee standing up, so we are boys.
Oh, except for Prada, but...
Except for Prada.
And y'all gag me. I know half of y'all motherfuckers do not pee standing up.
Well, I do. Nothing.
Y'all be trying to feel motherfucking fab. I should have talked about that earlier. I know y'all don't pee. There's a lot of fem queens that pee standing up, honey, and I know half of y'all look me pee sitting down.
Stay me now.
Bitch, I would gag if I came in the bathroom and saw something like that.
A femme queen peeing next to me, girl. I would gag.
And a pair of 6-inch pumps is just standing up, putting her dress tights up.
I know femme queens that pee standing up and they be clearing their throat and rubbing their nose.
Oh,
that first thing in the morning. I look at them like, girl, what is wrong with you? That is not ladylike. Girl, I'm not a lady in the morning.
Mm-mm. I mean, when the girls go to the club, I know y'all think they don't pee sitting on them nasty-ass toilets.
Girl.
Oh, real quickly, what do y'all think about RuPaul's Drag Race? Who do y'all think is going to, you know, we're getting down to the bottom? Is anybody watching? Who do y'all, anyone
yeah,
you
I'll
like?
Yeah, I be watching it, I mean, even though Trinity didn't have the confidence, I think she should have still been there. Because a couple of them other girls, like Miss Darian Lake or whatever her name is, and Miss Adore, I mean, I don't think they look just beat it. I think Trinity would have still brought them illusions because her outfits was the tea.
And she could sew. How are you going to be and you gluing outfits together? What the fuck?
Right. Now, I think out of the girls that they have left, I mean, I'm kind of upset that they sent Benda LaCrim home. They should have sent Darian home. But I guess out of the girls left, I mean, girl, if anything, it might just be, what's that girl name? Ray Lady.
Oh, okay.
I think the one is going to be Bianca, the one that I told you.
Yeah, Bianca Del Rio. Yeah, that's Miss Ray Lady.
The comedian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be either the comedian or the Australian girl. Either they're going to go with somebody that's funny.
Go home.
You think Courtney's going to go home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this week is going to be Courtney.
I think she'll go home before Darian go home. No shade.
This season been dry. No shade. This is kind of dry.
I think it's going to be the big girl, then Courtney.
And if Bianca don't win, then Adore is going to win.
Oh, God, Adore, though. Ugh.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
I don't see her door, though. I don't really see her like that. She just, when she talks, she whines to me, and it's like, ugh.
I'm glad her best friend gone, bitch, with all that. Laganja is strong. Yes, mama. I'm glad that bitch
But I've
gone.
Never seen her stayed in a door.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
True.
Girl, they sent all the good girls home in the beginning, girl.
Yeah, they really did.
I would have rather seen Gia still stay than Adore them.
But I really think that what's the name outsung that big girl, and that big girl should have went home.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about for this last episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the last episode, yeah.
Cause I didn't even bother to look at the Untuck episode.
And no shade on that wedding episode. On that wedding episode, everybody's shit was horrible except for,
Benda LaCrim
and Bianca. Them the only two people that had some nice shit. Everybody else shit was the fool.
Benda LaCrim had some nice shit all season though.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
And Bianca stuff do all look the same.
What the hell?
I don't know, somebody felt it. But Bianca, her shit do all look the same, though.
Oh, God. The girls.
Oh, God. Okay, so I feel like we're just waiting. What else? Anybody else got anything they want to say to wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
J-Rock, you better let somebody know you okay.
J-Rock, I hope everything is all right.
J-Rock?
Oh, that's you that used to call in and be like, shut the fuck up.
Uh-uh, that ain't me. I just like to impersonate people. I don't call in with block numbers.
Carter, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'7", 5'6" and a half.
Miss Prada is white, though. You hear the way? I'm like 5'7", 5'6" and a half.
Oh, thank you for the happy birthday wish. That's so sweet.
Girl.
Child, it ain't that child's birthday, honey.
Cruel.
Now the fake profiles want birthday wishes. And, oh, my God, that's a child's face.
You're okay, babe. That's so evil.
I'm going to leave this alone. I'm not going to.
Oh, Mariah Carey got a new album.
Yes, she do.
Who?
It's on pre-order, but yeah.
Oh my God! Why would somebody videotape this man pooping in a hole?
That's no worse than somebody. The kid pooped on the side of this man's house, and the man made him clean it up, and he got him on tape.
I would have made him clean
Who's
it up
child
too.
In the- This child in the...
Stop it, Jasmine.
Okay, what am I talking about?
You talking about that picture that they posted up there? The guy?
Which one?
The guy that he posted of himself?
Not the one with
Vito
Lago.
With the one with the Marvel underwear?
He's got Reeve and a line ago.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, Jasmine.
Leave him alone. He ain't ashamed of his body.
Stop it.
Ooh. No, I'm not saying anything negative. He's sexy. That shit is sexy on him.
Okay.
Oh. y'all gonna sit here and say that man is ugly.
I'm not Jasmine.
Oh,
I don't think he's ugly.
He got lick cake too.
I mean,
this is different. Like
he got cakes and meat.
Me?
How you know, girl, so the first thing you look at is the meat.
That's the bottom.
That bottom.
I am a bird. I am not ashamed to say. I am not ashamed to say that I am a bird watcher. I watch birds all day. Yes, I am a bird watcher.
I'm a bird watcher.
If men look at breasts, while men looking at breasts, I'm looking at birds. I am a bird watcher, yes.
Well, God look at cakes and at bird, no shade.
I look at hands and cakes and noses.
Noses? Let me be quiet.
I look at fingers. I like
okay,
to look.
Noses do. Some noses do turn me on, too, Justin.
No. If you look at the hands and the noses, they are prime indicator of some of things, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that. Hold on. What?
That
but I
just
don't. I have a.
I like men who bite their nails.
These people arguing on a bus. Oh my God.
I mean, that's not attractive to me. His skin is just. That's too many things.
He's not an ugly guy, but it's just I couldn't date him.
Why
should you date him? No. It's not my type. I like dark skinned boys, brown skinned boys.
I mean, he's dark skinned.
What happened with T.I. in the game?
Apparently, they were at a club, and they were inside the club, and some of the people that were in their entourage couldn't get into the club. So they
got one of them got beat up.
Yeah, so they got into the security. And when T.I. and the game came out, they thought the police had did it at first until they were told that security did it.
So you would date him, Jason?
Yes, I would date him.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with him.
No, if he didn't have no meat or you didn't see nothing down there,
okay.
Even if he didn't have no meat, I would date him.
Shut
I've dated guys
up.
That didn't have no meat. It ain't always about the meat. It's about
how
you
want to be, girl. Shut up.
Child, you ain't even until you
eat.
Start having sex. Don't talk to me about that.
I won't,
sex.
And I won't, baby. I don't want. I don't need 50 people under my motherfucking belt.
Until,
and I thank
I don't,
you.
Well, you can have 50 or none. It don't matter. Until you start having sex, don't
no,
talk to me
you.
About sex. People
no,
that live in glass houses, don't pick up no rock on me.
Because
you are
thank
far
you.
From a saint. As Miss Nene said, child, Joelle ain't no saint, girl.
So nasty, so rude.
Rude and nasty.
Jason, you only 50, Jason?
What you
yeah,
say?
Why'd you mad, boy?
Only 50?
Only 50?
No, they're talking about him,
bro. Tell, honey, you ain't no saint. You can sit over there. And it's usually the
I'm
real
not,
nasty ones that want to be
I'm
born again.
Not a
oops, did I say that?
I'm definitely not a thot.
It's
I'm not
really,
a saint, but I'm
not
a thot.
It's usually the nasty ones that want to be born again.
No, that's not true, baby. I only
yes,
have two. I only have two
yes,
under my
that's
belt.
True. That's true.
Two, baby. Two bodies.
Too, too many. Be it one, be it two, it's still two too many.
No,
thank
that's not
you.
True.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. Two too many. Remember, it's only supposed to be one. It's supposed to be the person you're going to be with
good
for the rest
girl.
Of your life. So that
it's only supposed to be one, but you have hello?
Too many.
Well, it's
because
only
it's
supposed,
supposed to be
one, then why haven't
you
had one?
It's supposed to be the person that you're with for the rest
okay,
of your life. Remember, isn't
okay.
that what you say?
No.
Remember, that's
what
you said. That's what you said, love.
Hold on.
We only got 3 minutes.
It's only 2 minutes to the
warning.
Show.
Warning! Freak alert! Warning!
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Jackson,
on that note,
it.
We will be saying our good night, Prada. Say good night to the most. We'll start from the bottom and work on the way up. Caller that talked about Big Brother. I didn't catch your name. What's your name, sweetie?
I'm the one who called in the last time.
Yeah, well, say goodnight, sweetie.
Goodnight.
Ming, thank you for sitting with us. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Private caller, you pressed one at the last minute. Private caller, say hi.
Hello.
All right, goodnight, caller. Try again next week. Justin, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and live your dreams. Don't be your dreams.
He's a silly Joe. I'll say good night.
Good night, everyone. Love yourself. Love your soul. Love your spirit. Love your body. Love your mind. Love who you are, no matter what others say or think.
Thank you, Joelle. Prada, say good night.
Good night, and at the end of the day, after all you girls fell off, I was the one sitting next to Jazzy, and I thank you.
Ooh.
Word, Prada, that's over. Jason, say goodnight.
As always, remember to think positive, be positive, and positive things will happen for you.